home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. This is the First Period Play-by-Play with Derek and Peter. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
The puck has been dropped in seconds, 2 seconds into Game 4. We've got a fight. Milan Lucic and Nathan Beaulieu dropping the gloves. And Lucic yanking Beaulieu down to the ice. And it was a right hand from the Flames, number 17, that knocked the Jets, number 88, down. And it looks a little worse for Werlu.
I did not see that coming whatsoever. And that was absolutely on display. Lucic directly from the drop of the puck had quick words with Beaulieu, and away they went.
Milan Lucic is a way bigger man than Nathan Beaulieu, but Beaulieu is tough. He's a tough middleweight.
He sure is.
And he hung in there, although it looked like Lucic was taking it easy on him. So quite a start to Game 4, a fight 2 seconds in. And it could be quite a battle at Rogers Place in Edmonton tonight as the Jets try to stave off elimination. They are wearing their home blue jerseys and moving from right to left on your radios in this opening period. The Flames with their road whites are moving from left to right. Giordano plays the puck into the Jets zone. Here comes Harkins to center. And he'll fire it in behind Talbot's net. Puck ends up bouncing up into the air and drops behind the net. The Flames start with Sam Bennett, Milan Lucic, and Elias Lindholm at forward. Mark Giordano and TJ Brody on defense. The Jets go with Jansen Harkins between Cody Eakin and Matthew Perreault up front, with Nathan Beaulieu and Tucker Poolman on the back end. Tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Alpine Credits. Own your home? Alpine Credits can get your loan approved. Alpine Credits, homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca.
You don't think the hockey world isn't buzzing everywhere after that beginning?
Incredible. I wonder who picked that fight. I'll have to wait until postgame to find out. Here comes Noah Hanifin up the left side with a shot up high on Connor Hellebuyck, who makes the save. And now Andrew Mangiapane will pick the puck up and slide it in behind the Jets net. And Matthew Tkachuk will fight with Neil Pionk for it. Dmitry Kulikov comes in and moves it into the far quarter to Nikolai Ehlers, who will leave it behind for Pionk. And he slides it left wing side to Kyle Connor, who speeds across the Flames' blue line, cuts to the middle, tries a shot, and has it blocked by Hanifin. Eric Gustafson trying to clear it out, can't. Puck will hop beyond the Flames' net. Hanifin gives it to Lindholm. Lindholm tries to move it to Sean Monahan, who gets hit, knocked off the puck, and now a quick wrist shot right into the outstretched glove of Cam Talbot, who holds on.
As I expected, Paul Maurice with an early opportunity for that newly formed Wheeler, Ehlers, and Connor up against the Monahan line, and they have a really good first shift and control the puck inside the zone.
Both of Milan Lucic's hands are bleeding as he sits in the penalty box, so might have caught Nathan Beaulieu's helmet with a couple of those punches. Flames will fling the puck into the Jets zone, and Lindholm almost beat Joss Morrissey in that foot race, but not quite. Icing call against the Flames. The on-ice officials for Game 4, the referees are Francois St. Laurent and Brad Meyer, the linesman Tony Siracolo, and Johnny Murray. The Jets have scored the opening goal in all three games to start this series. The Flames would love to change that storyline tonight.
They sure would, although they've really handled giving up the game's first goal really well. In Game 3, it only took them 18 seconds to get it right back.
Here comes Adam Lowry, arguably the Jets' best player so far in this series. He gets rocked. Big body check by Derek Forbort deep in Flames territory. Forbort trying to clear it out, can't. Monahan back defensively. He'll pitchfork the puck up the near boards. Catching up to it there is Tobias Reeder. He skates it across the red line, chips it by Kulikov, and chases it into the Jets' zone. But Tucker Poolman beats him to the puck and clears it out. TJ Brody back to get it. Slides it left wing side to the captain, Mark Giordano, who crosses center and fires it in behind the Jets' net. And Ryan will grab it and rim it into the far corner. And Mark Jankowski will chase after it. He can't catch up to it. Giordano holds it in, but his shot deflects. It goes up over the glass and out of play as we approach the 3-minute mark of a still scoreless first period at Rogers Place in Edmonton.
2 seconds in, Milan Lucic and Nathan Beaulieu, in case you joined us, with a quick fight right off the hop. Lucic has shown not just leadership in this series, Derek, he has a point in every game in it so far as well.
Again, the puck ends up fluttering over the glass and out of play. We are bringing you this game from the South Point Toyota broadcast booth. A reminder that red tag days are back. Get 0% on every Toyota, plus cash incentives up to $8,000 and no payments for 120 days OAC. Visit southpointtoyota.com. Back into the neutral zone. Mark Jankowski playing in a second straight game after being a healthy scratch in the first two games of this series. We'll get it in deep. Here's Tucker Poolman. Took a Michael Backlund shot in the face in game three and somehow came back and finished the game, and probably a sore guy today. Here comes Sean Monahan across center. Slides it up the middle of the ice ahead to Sam Bennett, who stick handles in. Tries a backhand shot, but it's blocked by the Calgary native Josh Morrissey. Back to the right point. Gustafson, a shot block. Gets it back. Takes another. He stopped. Rebound. They score! Dylan Dubé bats a bouncing puck into the back of the Jets' net. And his first career Stanley Cup playoff goal gives the Flames their first 1-0 lead of the series.
That's quite a way to make your mark. Not surprising. Dylan Dubé, whether it was Memorial Cup or two World Juniors, the big lights never seem to bother this young guy. Excellent work done on the boards by Sean Monahan to fend off Pionk. And again, Erik Gustafson's ability, Derek, to get a shot through traffic on net creates the rebound. Dubé makes no mistake.
Good start for the Flames. You score before the four-minute mark, and now it's the Jets chasing for the first time to start a game in this series. Puck loose at the Jets' blue line. Michael Backlund stood up. Can't get across the line with it. And Kulikov will clear it out and down the ice. And Cam Talbot will set it up for Matthew Tkachuk, who takes over in behind the Flames' net. Wheels up the middle of the ice to his blue line and dishes it off to Backlund. And crosses the Jets' line. Backhands the puck in behind the net. Tkachuk will catch up to it in the far corner for the Flames. Bonnie gives it away to Dylan DeMello, who lifted it up in the air and down the ice. And icing gets waved off as Rasmus Anderson had to be quick to play that puck. Flames trying to clear it out. Can't. It's held in right point. Here's Blake Wheeler. Across to Morrissey with a shot. And he sails it just wide. Puck held in right point for the Jets captain. Wheeler to DeMello. He bounces it up the near boards and back to the blue line to Morrissey. He gets it in deep, but Anderson will grab it and move it to Andrew Mangiapane, but he can't clear it out. Kyle Connor picks his pocket. Connor, the Ehlers out in front, but his pass bounces over the blade of Wheeler's stick, and now Backlund is going to scurry out to center, and he'll find across the red line and shoot it in as the Flames start to change.
Derek, that new Jets line has looked dangerous. Wheeler was wide open in the high slot, but Ehlers couldn't deliver him the biscuit.
Here's Matthew Perreault dropping to Kulikov, who steps into the near corner. Skates it in behind the net. He gets checked by Lindholm. Puck will pop out of the pile into the far corner to Perreault, though. Drops it back. And now Cody Eakin with a shot fought off by Talbot. And the Flames will clear the puck out to center. Jets changing on the fly here as Poolman tries to shoot it in, but instead shoots it over the glass and out of play. The opening goal of the hockey game scored by Dylan Dubé from Erik Gustafson and Sean Monahan, who picks up his team-leading fifth point of the series. Time of that goal, 3:21, and brought to you by Shaganapi GM. It is the Flames 1 and the Jets nothing early in Game 1 at Rogers Place in Edmonton.
Dylan Dubé scored 6 times in 45 games during the course of the regular season. Little doubt what his biggest goal ever is a Flame. It came at 3:21. His last goal came March 8th in the Flames' final game before the pause in a loss to the Vegas Golden Knights.
Faceoff coming up outside the Flames' blue line. Shots on goal, 3-4 Calgary, 2-4 Winnipeg. Jets win that draw and shoot the puck in. Battle forward in the corner to Talbot's left. And Ryan will dig it free and leave it for Hanifin. Moves it in behind the net to his partner, Anderson. There was a question mark. Didn't take part in the Flames' morning skate today, but he's out there and looking good in Game 4, and he'll lead the charge out to center. Anderson, right wing side to Ryan. He'll bat the puck in behind the Jets' net. Ryan fighting forward on the forecheck. Digs it free, but it ends up bouncing loose and right under the blade of Eakin's stick, and he'll lift it up in the air and down the ice. A bit of a shift for Cody Eakin tonight. Moves from playing center in the first three games to playing left wing in this one.
With Jansen Harkins and the veteran 33-year-old Matthew Perreault.
Here's Brody, out to center ice. Lucic will bat it ahead to Bennett. Bennett throws it in front. He had Dubé darting towards the net and just missed him. Bouncing puck to Hellebuck's right, scooped up by Lowry. Who can't clear it. Giordano gloves it down and keeps it in left point. Now the captain sails the puck over the glass. Must have gone off a member of the Jets, though. And that'll mean a face-off to Hellebuck's right when we come back. 13:48 to play in the first period of Game 4 at Rogers Place at Edmonton. Golden slash Cochrane product. Dylan Dubé has the game's only goal. It is the Flames 1 and the Jets nothing. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Hi, I'm Wayne Gretzky, and I grew up a fan, and like you, loved every chance I could get to meet my heroes and get autographs. Today, if you're looking for authentic, innovative memorabilia and sports cards, your go-to is Upper Deck. Whether an autographed piece for your home or office, or a box of cards to break with the kids, as a fan, you can feel confident that you're getting the real deal when you buy from the trusted source like Upper Deck. Whatever you collect, collect the best. UpperDeckStore.com.
Hi, I'm Mary O'Sullivan Anderson, President and CEO of Your Better Business Bureau, where consumers come to find trusted businesses like...
Imagine Plumbing and Appliances, your expert in water softening and filtration. Calgary's water is amazing, but it's hard. Water softening extends the life of your appliances and is gentle on your skin. And with Imagine Plumbing and Appliances 7+7 warranty, you'll be covered for 7 years on equipment and 7 years on labor. Visit imagineplumbing.ca.
Join the BBB Trust Revolution today at bbb.org.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary Flames hockey continues on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. Always on your smart speaker. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary.
Following the game, stay tuned for the Shane Holmes save of the game. For every save made by a Flames goaltender, Shane Holmes makes a donation to Kidsport Calgary. Visit ShaneHolmes.com for more.
Faceoff coming up to Hellebuck's right. Played 6 minutes and 12 seconds in the first period at Rogers Place in Edmonton. Dylan Dubé scoring 3:21 in, and it is the Flames 1 and the Jets nothing for the first time in this series. Winnipeg scoring first in games 1, 2, and 3. Calgary here in game 4.
Well, the Flames 43 times in 73 games, postseason and regular season, had given up the first goal before what we just saw at 3:21.
Dubé trying a one-time shot on a pass from Giordano, but handcuffs him. Puck back into the Flames zone. Here's the Norris Trophy winner. Up the middle to Dubé, who drops the puck to Brody. And he slides it right wing side to Bennett, who chips it in behind the Jets net. Lucic, who fought Beaulieu 2 seconds in with a big body check along the end boards as he goes after the Jets defenseman again. But the puck ends up deflecting into one of the benches and out of play.
Milan Lucic. The most playoff experience, the most big game NHL playoff experience by a mile. It only took him 2 seconds to be involved, Derek. And you mentioned it earlier today with Patty on the roundtable just about the physical nature of how the Flames have gone about their business. Listen, he might not have the same skill set that he did 5 or 6 years ago, but there's not an NHL defenseman in the game that still isn't aware when he is on the ice and can get there to finish checks.
Matthew Tkachuk just finished the check on Neil Pionk, and I think the Flames' forecheck and their physicality on the forecheck has the Jets' defense been looking over their shoulders right now, Lou, and it feels like they're maybe rushing some things because they're sick and tired of getting hit in this series.
Does anybody enjoy getting hit?
No, I don't. One. Jets will get the puck in deep. Here's Ehlers, and the near quarter to Connor. He backs it up to the blue line. Kulikov with a shot, bouncing puck, swatted away by Talbot, and the Flames will lift it up in the air and softly down the ice.
Tkachuk, who just finished a big check on the end boards in his own zone, was reaching for his face after that shot that went toward the net. I don't know if it was an errant stick or what caught him. We'll keep an eye on that.
Here's Pionk. 2 points in the first 3 games of the series for him. Tries a pass for Jack Roslovic, but misses his Jets teammate. And Hanifin will take over behind the Flames' net. Tries to clear it out, but can't. Morrissey holds it in. Goes down low. Centering pass in front, intended for Andrew Kopp, is intercepted. Here comes Lindholm out to center ice. Well, backhanded in behind the Jets' net. Hellebuck plays it. Off the near boards. Monahan knocks it down and centers it. Lindholm tried for a one-timer, but had his stick smartly tied up by Morrissey. And the Jets will clear the puck out to center.
Sean Monahan, who had 3 points in that last clinching series victory against Vancouver in 2015, has looked very engaged and has an assist in the game's opening 8 minutes.
Canelo will clear the puck out to center. Bounces to the Flames line. Giordano slips it across to Brody, who bounces it out to center ice, and Jankowski will backhand the puck deep into Jets territory. Flames doing a good job getting pucks in deep in the first 8 minutes and 15 seconds of this first period. And they lead the Jets 1-0. Here's Brody pinching into the near corner. He throws it in front, looking for Jankowski, but the pass doesn't connect. Flames will hold it in, though. Jankowski with it behind Hellebuck's net. Will nudge the puck into the near corner to Ryan, who slides it right point and then gets it back from Brody. Ryan with a shot off a body, knocked down in front. And Eakin will dig it out of his feet and fire a pass ahead to Perreault, who glides out to center and lifts it up in the air and into the Flames zone so the Jets can make a line change. Brody was far corner for Giordano. He'll lift it up in the air and out to center ice. Willman takes over and quickly moves it ahead. And backhanding the puck in is Logan Shaw. Orvort retrieves it behind the Flames net. Tries to clear it out, but can't. Ends up bouncing up the near boards. Back to the left point. Beaulieu holds it, puck in on the line. They played it behind the net to Bort. Gabriel Bort trying to feed it out in front. The pass gets picked off, but Beaulieu again keeps the puck in the Flames zone. They'll float it into the far quarter. Orvort wins a battle with Shaw and slides it ahead to Lucic, who clears it out to center ice. This pass ends up bouncing away from and then back to Bennett. And Sam Bennett will skate it to the Jets' blue line and dump it in for the Flames. We're 9.5 minutes into the opening period at Rogers Place in Edmonton. Dylan Dubé has the game's only goal. It's the Flames 1 and the Jets nothing in Game 4. A do-or-die game for Winnipeg, with Calgary leading this best-of-five series. 2-1. Puck at a left point. Dulikov walks in and shoots right into the flaming sea on the front of Talbot's jersey. And once again, square to the shooter, Talbot makes that save look easy.
He did indeed, but the Flames' defense does an excellent job of boxing out in front to give Cam Talbot an easy, clear view. I have noticed Blake Wheeler more in this first period than maybe I have at any other time in the series. That line has been going. Matthew Tkachuk was cut on that play that I referred to, but he's back on the bench.
Put the puck right in the kisser. Here comes Ehlers, and up the left wing side, throwing it in front, looking for Pionk, who jumped up, but he just missed him with that pass. Flames will clear the puck out, and now Backlund bats it in behind the Jets' net. Winnipeg with 5 shots, to Calgary's 4, as we pass the 10-minute mark of the first period. Puck deep in Jets' territory, Mangiapane will slide it left point, over to Hanifin. Hanifin a shot through some traffic, fought off by Hellebuck, who knocks it just wide of his net. Now Tkachuk to Mangiapane, back to Tkachuk behind the Jets' net. He'll swing it back to the right point to Anderson. Anderson into the near quarter. Tkachuk wins a battle for the puck with Kulikov and now gives it to Backlund. Backlund will walk in behind the Jets' net and now into the far quarter. Protecting the puck from Wheeler. Backlund circles to the blue line and slides it right point to Anderson. Good shift for the Flames, keeping the puck in the Jets' zone here with the Backlund line out there doing some damage on the forecheck. Here's Mangiapane dropping. Monahan shoots off the goalpost. Sean Monahan came off the bench and let one fly. He beat Cutter Hellebuck and rang it right off the iron. Flames get it in deep again. Here's Gaudreau dancing in. Johnny Gaudreau in behind the Jets' net. He's got 3 points in 3 games to start this series, but he gets hit and knocked off the puck here by Lowry, and the Jets will clear it out before the Flames play it right back in. Lindholm will take over in behind Hellebuck's net as it's swatted off a stick by Morrissey, though. And now Lowry will chip the puck ahead to DeMello. He'll scamper out to center. DeMello across the Flames line, leaves it left wing side for Roslovic. He'll rim it around. Pass ends up bouncing all the way back to the right point. Eakin able to keep the puck in for the Jets. It ends up on Hanifin's stick, and he will flutter it back into Jets territory. Pretty fast pace in this first period, Lou.
Physical, fast, hard battles. Jeff Wirtz been able to roll all 4 of his lines. There's been a lot of this line that's on the ice right now. The Derek Ryan line with Reeder and Jankowski. That's a good sign, too.
And with Shifley, Laine, and Appleton out for a third consecutive contest, the Flames definitely have a depth advantage. And if they can use 4 lines in Game 4, that should give them a definite advantage when it comes to winning this hockey game and ending this series. Fourth line doing a good job of the forecheck here as the Jets finally clear the puck out. And we've got a stoppage in play as the puck got knocked down with a high stick. And we'll take a timeout, I think. We should be. Yes, we will be. With 7:47 left in the opening period, Dylan Dubé has the game's only goal. It is the Flames 1 and the Jets nothing. And this is Calgary Flames hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Watching hockey again is great, but watching it in your brand new custom living room is even better.
Shane Holmes offers customization on most new home builds, and it's more affordable than you think.
Build a paired, laned, or front drive home in 12 communities across Calgary and Airdrie.
At Shane Holmes, there's no need to settle on a home that doesn't capture what's important to you and your family.
Visit ShaneHolmes.com to love it
or customize it.
Shane Holmes,
the better way to build.
Safety for everyone. It's on all of our minds right now. And at Volvo, it's been our driving principle from the very beginning. That's why our vehicles are designed with advanced safety technology to help you, your family, everyone enjoy the season safely. During our Summer Safely sales event, have 3 monthly lease payments waived and save up to $2,500 on select models. Conditions apply. Visit Valentine Volvo or valentinevolvo.com.
Calgary Flames Radio is Sportsnet 960 The Fan. The Flames only play here. Listen on 960 AM. Stream at sportsnet.ca/960. Use the Sportsnet or Radio Player Canada mobile apps. Always on your smart speaker. Home for your Calgary Flames. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Calgary up 6-5 on the shot clock. The Flames up 1-0 on the scoreboard in Game 4 at Rogers Place in Edmonton. And now joining us with a look at the Envision Custom Renovations out-of-town scoreboard, here's Patrick Steinberg.
Well, these two teams play tomorrow, but right now they are still playing in Game 3. Maple Leafs and Blue Jackets tied 3-3 midway through overtime of Game 3 of their best-of-five series. One of their final score from the Stanley Cup qualifiers earlier today, Canucks take a 2-1 series lead in their best-of-five with a 3-0 win over the Minnesota Wild.
Lots of comebacks the last couple of nights, Lou.
It's true.
Fun to watch the Blackhawks battle back to beat the Oilers last night. And prior to that, the Canadiens battle back to stun the Penguins. And tonight, how about the Blue Jackets down 3, battling back to tie up the Maple Leafs and force a little overtime?
I think there's a few nervous people in the center of the Canadian universe.
Absolutely. Flames will slide the puck out to center. Forbort steps up, picks it up, skates it across the Jets' blue line, and gets it in deep. Fight for the puck in the far corner. Ends up coming free for the goal-getter, Dubé. Dubé stapled to the boards by Eakin. Finally loses control of the puck as Beaulieu makes a good breakout pass for Jansen Harkins, and he'll skid it across center and dump the puck into the far corner. Harkins and Gustafson fighting forward in behind the net. Gustafson wins that battle for the puck and finds it up to the near boards, but Bennett can't get it out. Here's Harkins in behind the net. Harkins hit by Lucic, will leave it behind for Lauer. He plays the puck right point. Pionk with a shot. Through a little bit of a traffic, not a lot though, and boy, with the way Cam Talbot's played so far in this series, I think the Jets are going to have to do a better job getting screens in front of the Flames goaltender. He's making all these saves look really easy, Lou.
So good high to low, low to high movement by the Jets, but when it ends up in a 58-foot clean wrist shot to the net, you'll give up that shot, Derek, all night long.
Face off to Talbot's left. Lowry wins it. Kopp taps the puck right point. Pionk over to Kulikov with a shot. Tipped by Lowry. Stopped by Talbot. His best save so far in Game 4.
Well, Adam Lowry was absolutely, without question, the best player in Game number 2 for either team. The 3-2 triumph by the Jets. He wins a faceoff. The Jets go D-to-D. And then it's Lowry who beats Mark Giordano to the front of the net, makes his stick available, redirects it, and Cam Talbot, sharp, sharp, sharp. That's his best of the 7 saves he's made so far.
Faceoff coming up to Talbot's right. Backlund wins that draw versus Wheeler. Kachuk, a big cut on his lip after taking a puck in the face earlier in this first period. Plays the puck into the near corner to Anderson. He can't get it out, though. Connor holds it in for the Jets. Bedard ends up bouncing off a stick and over the glass. Wheeler trying to convince the officials to call a delay of game penalty, but I don't think the Jets captain's going to get one.
Well, you can't blame him for asking.
No, why not? What's the worst they can say? No?
Yes, that is the worst that they can say, and Paul Maurice will be quite pleased with the pressure that the Wheeler-Connor-Ehlers line still haven't seen a lot from number 81 of the Jets, who came into this series, and he'd been a pretty good playoff performer. Kyle Connor had been. Had 15 points in his first 23 playoff games. The last two springs, just one in this series.
Puck on the stick of Giordano, and the Flames captain will skip it out to center. Rolls into Jets territory. Morrison will lift it up in the air and out. Now Kopp will turn up the right wing side and bring it across the Flames' blue line. Puts in the brakes, drops it right point. Here's DeMello with a shot. It bounces around in front, and Brody whacks the puck out of harm's way. Roslovic will fold it in, but now he has his pocket picked by Lindholm, but Jets maintain possession in Flames territory for a moment at least, as it now bounces over Morrissey sticking out to center. How surprised are you that in the first three games of this series, Josh Morrissey is eighth in average time on ice among skaters and fourth amongst defensemen on this Jets team?
Very much so.
Here comes Anderson racing it up the right wing side with a shot easily kicked away by the right pad of Hellebuck. And now Wheeler will skate it across the Flames line. Stop and drop. Connor with a one-time shot. Turned aside by Talbot. I'm not sure how Connor got all of that one, but a pretty good one-timer from the slot. And Talbot makes a tough stop as the puck ends up getting deflected into the Flames bench and out of play. With now 5:33 to go in period number one of game number four. Calgary leads Winnipeg 2-1 on this best of five series. And in game four, it is the Flames 1 and the Jets nothing. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan is Calgary's home for hockey. Listen in the 5 p.m. hour for inside hockey for Calgary Co-op. Find out the big story from the Stanley Cup playoffs, the big guests, the exclusive insiders, the breaking news. It's on Inside Hockey for Calgary Co-op. Calgary Co-op is your one-stop barbecue shop. From only Alberta meats to local grill-ready products, Calgary Co-op is here to help you be your barbecue best. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Hockey is back, your teams are back, GSL GM City is back, and Cadillac is back with its all-new exciting lineup. Choose from new models like the CT4 and CT5 sedans, or our popular SUV lineup of XT4, XT5, XT6, and Escalade. Right now, save up to $20,000 on Cadillac Escalade, only at GSL GM City. Hockey's back, and GSL's back, and we can't wait to see you. Visit GSLGMCity.com.
GSL GM City, on the trail beside the bow.
Home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. All sports radio. Flames hockey continues.
During every Flames game in the qualifier, and it will continue if they advance in the playoffs, you can participate in the REMAX Calgary Flames Foundation 50-50 draw. Tickets available at calgaryflames.com/50-50 until 10:30 p.m. Derek, the last I checked,
I've got an update.
Okay.
As of 26 minutes ago, the 50-50 is already at over $1.5 million, so get your tickets. Got an hour and 15 minutes left to buy some tickets for that REMAX 50-50 draw for the Calgary Flames Foundation. .528 to play in the opening period at Rogers Place in Edmonton. Dylan Dubé, who was certainly one of the standouts of training camp 2.0 for the Flames, has his first career Stanley Cup playoff goal from Sean Monahan and Eric Gustafson, scored at even strength at 3:21 to give the Flames this 1-0 lead in the Jets.
Not sure if that would be his biggest goal ever yet or not. He scored in the gold medal winning game in 2018 when Canada won the World Junior.
Bully with a blast from the left point, blockered aside by Talbot. And now Jankowski lifts it off the glass, not out. Beaulieu kicks it in. Now Nick Shore gets it in deep. Jankowski will corral it. Move it ahead to him. Slides it left wing side. Reeder will get it deep into Jets territory. Battle forward to the corner to Hellebuck's right. Ryan digs it out. Feeds it in front. Jankowski a shot. A bit of a knuckle puck that sails wide of Hellebuck's net. But Ryan's going to hold it in for the Flames. Goes right point Anderson in front. Jankowski with a strong stick, but Kuhlman with a little stronger stick prevents him from taking a shot. And now it's scooped up and cleared out. Anderson back to get it to the Flames blue line. But now less than 5 minutes to play in the opening period. Both teams changing. Anderson skates up the right wing side and floats the puck into the corner. Backlund in there with a forecheck, able to push DeMello off the puck, but he pokes it ahead to Eakin, and he'll slide a right wing side to Harkins. Harkins across the Flames' blue line, will whip it in behind Talbot's net. Talbot gives it away to Perreault, center to Eakin. Now Harkins shoots, and somehow misses a wide open Flames net.
Not sure if That went off Talbot or a diving Matthew Tkachuk. Talk about doing everything you can to help your team win. Cam Talbot hasn't made many mistakes in this series with a puck, but he did that time. He coughed it up, quick pass to the front of the net, and I think it was the whirling dervish, Tkachuk maybe. No, it went off the arm of Cam Talbot.
Desperation save there by the Flames, number 39. Bails himself out.
Crazy thing is, it might have been going wide.
Better safe than sorry.
Absolutely.
Face off to Talbot's right. Monahan tossed out. Lindholm steps in and wins that defensive zone draw. Giordano gives it to Gaudreau. He chops it to the blue line, but no further. Monahan battling to get it out. Can't. Comes back to Giordano, but we've got a stoppage in play. And looks like a hand pass called from the Jets.
Hand pass for sure. The Flames right around the 10-minute mark of the period. Derek, I thought they had 4 or 5 excellent minutes, but since then, I feel like the Jets have turned up the heat on the Flames, and they've been the team with the momentum and the better offensive zone attack time.
Giordano crunched by Lowry along the end boards as Lindholm will clear the puck out to center. Ronaldo chips it right back in, and now Brody will slip it up the left wing side to Giordano, who skips it across the ice. But Morrissey's going to boot the puck into the Flames zone, and Hopp will go racing it after it for the Jets. Giordano beats him to it, though. It's a bouncing over Gaudreau's stick. Brody can't clear it out either, but now the Jets clear it out themselves, and Gaudreau's going to pick it up and race up the right wing side and into the offensive zone for the Flames. Gaudreau gets it in deep. Lindholm fighting with Kulikov for it beyond the net. Kulikov wins that puck battle, though. Now Kopp will play it ahead to Roslovic, who's shoved over from behind by Anderson, but not before he backhands the puck in behind the Flames net and allows the Jets to start to make a line change.
Rasmus Anderson is off to an outstanding start in this game.
It's been hard to play against, hasn't he?
Good decisions, too.
Mangiapane's going to spin and shoot the puck in behind Hellebuck's net. Jets goaltender backhands it up the fireboards, not out. Mangiapane knocks it down and keeps it in. They'll lock it in behind the net. Kulikov trying to clear can. Backlund in front. Mangiapane spins and can't get a shot off. Great work by Kulikov to tie up his stick.
Well, that's great defending by the Jets. Number 7 just wouldn't allow Mangiapane to be on the right side.
Now Tkachuk and Pionk fight for the puck. Back to the right point to Anderson. Anderson will rim it in behind the Jets net. Up the fireboards, and it's chopped out by Connor. But another excellent shift in the offensive zone for the threesome of Michael Backlund, Andrew Mangiapane, and Matthew Tkachuk. Here comes Rasmus Anderson back in. Rims it around, bounces back to the left point. Sam Bennett with a shot, and he misses the Jets net. Huckle ricochet all the way out to center, as a matter of fact, and Harkins will float it into Flames territory from there. Brody clears it out. Jets try to bring it back in, and do. Harkins will catch up to it in the slot. He loses it, but a good stick by Brody to whack it away from Eakin before he can get a shot off from out in front. And then we've got a five-man fight for it along the near boards. Dubé trying to kick it out of the Flames zone, and now Brody runs over Perreault and maybe gets away with one. Back to the right point. Pullman, a shot, and Talbot leaps up in the air and fights that one off with his chest. And now Giordano's going to lob it up in the air and softly into Jets territory. Good draw weight to steal a curling turn by the captain as the Flames avoid an icing call and get in there on the forecheck. The goal scorer Dubé's in there looking for it. Puck threw it up the near boards, but not out by Beaulieu. Dubé's got it again for the Flames. Dubé spins and plays it down low. Lucci didn't see the pass coming, though, as the Jets will lift it up in the air and to the Flames blue line. Kind of a pile up outside the benches. Flames will knock it into Jets territory. Monahan in hot pursuit. Beaten of that loose puck by Morrissey, who gives it to DeMello, and he will clear it out and down the ice.
Started with a fight 2 seconds in. It's been an absolute slugfest ever since.
And fun to watch. Here comes Kopp across the line. He drops, Ehlers shoots, kick save by Talbot. Big rebound, but Gaudreau's there to pick up the puck, and he'll scoot out to center with it. Gaudreau across the Jets line, loses it in the skates of Morrissey. Now Backlund's in there trying to find it. Puck ends up popping out of a pile of players. Ahead to Ehlers, who makes a nifty move to lock it ahead to himself. And now he'll drop to Morrissey, but he gets handcuffed by that pass and claims to throw the puck out to the neutral zone. We're into the final 30 seconds of the first period. Backlund will walk it across the red line and float it in behind the Jets net and chase it. Runs DeMello into the end boards. And now Mangiapane comes in, picks it up, and plays it up the far boards. And sneaking in is Gustafsson. He tries a shot, but he sails it over top of the Jets net. And now Connor corrals the puck. Moves it right wing side to Ehlers. He tries to spring Eakin, but the pass bounces off the blade of his stick, and Anderson will take over. Make a quick pass ahead to Bennett. He'll do some dangling and dish it off to Hannafin, who comes in with 5 seconds left. Drops, Tkachuk to Hannafin, and he redirects it wide, and now they score! With less than a second left in the first period, Sam Bennett swoops in and swats the puck past Connor Hellebuck. And the Flames take a late 2-0 lead.
Just mentioned Rasmus Anderson. What a play he makes to spin, start the breakout. Hannafin jumps up on the rush, creates an odd man situation. Hannafin actually digs it off the end boards to backhand it to an on-charging Bennett, who goes underneath the bar for Sam Bennett, who continues to show he quite likes this time of year. Number 93 has his second of the series, and it could be a massive one.
If the first period was a sandwich, what a sandwich it would be. The bread, a fight between Milan Lucic and Nathan Beaulieu 2 seconds in. Put that in the bottom. The meat, every kind of meat that you could ever want. Just a delicious blend of meats and cheeses. Maybe a little lettuce, some mustard, some
Capicolo,
mayo. Oh, whatever you need.
Prosciutto.
Delicious meat. And then the bread on the top of that sandwich. It was an open-faced sandwich until Sam Bennett scored with less than a second left in the first period. And the Flames, who are one win away from eliminating the Jets and moving to the round of 16 in this season's Stanley Cup playoffs, lead 2-0 through 20 minutes at Rogers Place in Edmonton.
It was a great first period. Was it an absolute battle? Every inch of ice, both teams applied pressure, physically gritty but very disciplined. There was not a single penalty called by the refereeing group. Not sure there really needed to be one. Well, they had to call one because it was a fight 2 seconds in. But you know what I meant. There was no power plays.
No.
There was no minor penalties. There was a set of fisticuffs 2 seconds in. But that set the tone. And it looked like the Calgary Flames were quite interested in setting that tone.
Yeah, and you know what they're not interested in? Playing a hockey game on Saturday night, by the looks of things. There's
long
still lots of work to do, but the Flames off to a great start. They gave up the opening goal in games 1, 2, and 3. They've scored the first two goals of game 4, and they lead the Jets 2-0 through 20 minutes. The time of the goals, Dylan Dubé scoring at 3:21 to make it 1-0. Sam Bennett at 19:59 to make it 2-0. And the time of those goals and all Flames goals brought to you by Shaganapi GM, helping Calgarians create road memories since 1976 and still the heartbeat of the city. At Shaganapi GM, they make your buying experience as easy as possible. Find out more at shaganapi.com. Lou talked about it. As far as special teams was concerned, no special teams for either team in the first period. No Flames power plays or penalty kills powered by GSL Cadillac. Where eligible Costco members get Costco member pricing plus a $500 Costco shop card on 2020 Cadillac XT4, XT5, XT6, and Escalade models. Well, great first period of playoff hockey for the Flames, and maybe to a little bit lesser extent the Jets, although it's just been a good hockey game at Rogers Place in Edmonton. And at the end of one, it is Calgary 2 and Winnipeg nothing. Pat Steinberg is standing by in the South Point Toyota broadcast booth, and he's going to host the first intermission right after the break. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Turn your smartphone or tablet into one powerful radio. Download the Radio Player Canada mobile app. It just keeps getting better. Check out the new user interface with a better favorites preset selection. Simple voice commands for play, pause and stop, plus deeper Apple CarPlay integration. Works on your smart speaker too. Listen to Sportsnet 960 The Fan wherever you go and the best radio stations Canada has to offer. It's free and easy to download. Radio Player Canada. Sportsnet 960 The Fan Calgary.
Hockey in August? You bet. The Calgary Flames are in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Gaudreau shoots. He stopped. Rebound. Gaudreau scores!
Calgary Flames Radio is on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Every game, all season, on your radios at 960 AM. Stream online at sportsnet.ca/960 and on the Sportsnet mobile app. Pre-game, post-game, fan call-in show, and more. We are the home for the Calgary Flames. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. 20 minutes of hockey is complete. This is Flames Radio First Intermission on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames up 2-0 after 20 minutes of play as we welcome you back to our Sportsnet 960 downtown studios. Pat Steinberg along with you. It's Flames game day, which means you can participate in the REMAX Calgary Flames Foundation 50-50 draw online. Go to calgaryflames.com/50-50 to purchase your raffle tickets and watch the jackpot grow every Flames game day. Tickets available from 10:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. on game days, and winners will be contacted. Let's get into the game and support the Calgary Flames Foundation. Time for your first period summary, and the Flames open the scoring early in period number one.
Gustafson, a shot block, gets it back, takes another. He stopped, rebound, they score! Dylan Dubé bats a bouncing puck into the back of the Jets' net. And his first career Stanley Cup playoff goal gives the Flames their first 1-0 lead of the series.
Dylan Dubé's first of the series. It's Sean Monahan and Eric Gustafson with the assist at 3:21. That made it 1-0 in favor of the Flames. Jets pushed hard in that first period, had a lot of trouble creating really high-end scoring chances, but they got their zone time. Looked like they were only going to be down by one after 20 minutes of play until a late rush by the Flames.
To Hanifin, and he redirects it wide, and now they score! With less than a second left in the first period, Sam Bennett swoops in and swats the puck past Connor Hellebuck, and the Flames take a late 2-0 lead.
1959 time of that goal. Sam Bennett, second of the playoffs, from Noah Hanifin and Matthew Tkachuk to make it 2-0. That's a big goal for the Flames. A little breathing room heading into the intermission. They get outshot 11-8 in the first period. Neither team with a power play in the opening frame. It's 2-0 Calgary after 20 minutes of play. That's your first period summary. We're live in the broadcast booth, brought to you by South Point Toyota. Red Tag Days are back. Get 0% on every Toyota, plus cash incentives up to $8,000 and no payments for 120 days. OAC. Visit SouthPointToyota.com. Hopping inside the Flames time machine around the corner. Flames up 2-0 on the Jets after 20. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Mondays 9 to 10 a.m., it's the Eric Francis Show. Eric joins Will Nault. Flames, NHL, golf, and everything in between. You see Eric on Sportsnet West, you read him on Sportsnet.ca. Hear him on the aptly named Eric Francis Show. Mondays 9 to 10. The Eric Francis Show is brought to you by Horse Racing Alberta. Watch and wager on Century Downs live horse racing from the comfort of your own home. For more info, go to HPIBET.com. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Life is a lot like the game of hockey. Sometimes you win, sometimes you score, and sometimes you crash into the boards. But you've got to play all the way to the whistle and make every shift count. In life, just like in hockey, you put your body through a lot. If it hurts, see a chiropractor. For over 100 years, Alberta's chiropractors have been helping Albertans lead healthy, more active lives. Don't let pain get in the way of you scoring your goals. Visit albertachiro.com.
20 minutes of hockey is complete. This is Flames Radio First Intermission on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames up 2-0 after 20 minutes of play as we welcome you back to our Sportsnet 960 downtown headquarters. Pat Steinberg along with you. It's time now to hop inside the Flames time machine, brought to you by Paradise Bay Home Leisure. For all your hot tub and patio needs, come see them at GoParadiseBay.com. We're checking in with former Flames defenseman Paul Reinhardt, who played parts of 8 seasons in Calgary between 1980 and 1988, even played one season in Atlanta before relocating, finished his career with a couple years in Vancouver. In conversation with Kelly Kirsch, here's Paul Reinhardt inside the Flames time machine.
When you first came to Calgary, give me your first sense of what it was like to be a Calgary Flame when you rolled into Calgary and went, okay, this is what it's going to be like to be in the NHL with the Flames.
Yeah, well, having just spent 1 year in Atlanta, I know that there was a certain amount of reluctance or trepidation by a lot of the Atlanta players, because they loved living in Atlanta. And so there was that, I'm not going to say reluctance, but there was it certainly wasn't necessarily a welcomed, open-armed, let's get excited and let's get off to Calgary. But once we got there, it was such an infectious and exuberant crowd, and we went from almost obscurity in the Atlanta marketplace to front page, high profile in Calgary, and that can't help but have been positive for most of the guys to all of a sudden come to a hockey market, not just in Canada, but out west in particular, when Edmonton and ourselves in Calgary had just really brought the NHL game to the west, to the Midwest or the prairies, and it really was the best of times, and it was quite exciting.
What was it like? Now, I've been in the corral a few times. I haven't seen an NHL game because the Flames were well into the Saddle Dome by the time I moved here. I've heard stories about that building with the big, tall boards and the crowd right on you. What was that like, A, for the guys that played for the Flames, and what was it like for the teams that would come in there?
Well, it's obviously it was a building with charm, to say the least. It certainly had a lot of history, the corral. The boards were extremely high. The benches were dilapidated, two levels. The ice surface was relatively small, and you combine that with the fact that the team had moved from Atlanta our first couple of years in Calgary. We were amongst the biggest teams in the league. So that translated into a very small ice surface with a great deal of difficulty for guys getting on and off the bench. And led to the Calgary Flames establishing a great home record for a number of years.
I bet. And I heard, those tickets I heard were pretty hard to get. If you knew somebody that had a pair, you found them and off you went. You know, Paul.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But it was an exuberant crowd for sure.
Yeah.
I still recall we had to walk through from our dressing room. We had to walk through the crowd or the concourse to get to the ice, and so that was always an interesting exercise.
You know, Paul, when I look back at your career, you come out of the Kitchener Rangers and you never played one game in the minors. You went right to the Atlanta Flames back then, played 79 games and never looked back. Was that one of those things where you were just that program in Kitchener, which has been a hockey factory over the years, just got you ready, or was it God-given talent, or was it just determination, or what was it that you just said, yep, I'm going to play in the NHL, and that's how it's going to be?
No, it was a combination of a number of factors. One, it was more common back then for younger guys to jump into the league. It's kind of coming back to that right now, but it was more common back then for high draft picks. But the reality is I was in the right place at the right time. The Atlanta Flames had made a major trade the year before I was drafted at trade deadline in March, where they traded a number of their defensemen away. I think it was three defensemen ended up being traded, and they got Phil Russell back. So yeah. The fact that I came along next year meant that there was a void or an opportunity there.
That is Paul Reinhart, our conversation with him inside the Flames Time Machine, brought to you by Paradise Bay Home Leisure. We'll hear a part two of that conversation the next time the Flames play, whether that's Saturday or game one of their next series, which we don't know what the case is going to be yet. We'll have to wait and see. Right now, though, the Flames in a good spot after 20 minutes of play. Early goal from Dylan Dubé and late goal with less than a second to go from Sam Bennett, and they're up 2-0 after 20 minutes of play in this elimination game, game four against Winnipeg. Stay with us during tonight's post-game show for the save of the game, brought to you by Shane Holmes. For every save a Flames goaltender makes, Shane Holmes will make a donation to Kidsport Calgary. Go to shaneholmes.com for details. We've got your out-of-town scoreboard coming up next. Flames up 2-0 on the Jets after 20. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Turn your your smartphone or tablet into one powerful radio. Download the Radio Player Canada mobile app. It just keeps getting better. Check out the new user interface with a better favorites preset selection. Simple voice commands for play, pause and stop, plus deeper Apple CarPlay integration. Works on your smart speaker too. Listen to Sportsnet 960 The Fan wherever you go and the best radio stations Canada has to offer. It's free and easy to download. Radio Player Canada. Sportsnet 960 The Fan Calgary.
I'm Mary O'Sullivan Anderson, President and CEO of Your Better Business Bureau, where consumers come to find trusted businesses like
QMM. For over 20 years, QMM has assisted families with top-notch relocation services. We've helped thousands of families to relocate smoothly across Canada, into the USA, and overseas. Every move is unique, and our consultants plan your move, keeping your needs in mind. Visit QMM.com.
Join the BBB Trust Revolution today at BBB.org. That's BBB.org.
20 minutes of hockey is complete. This is Flames Radio First Intermission on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Okay, Flames up 2-0 on the Winnipeg Jets after 20 minutes of play in this fourth game of their best-of-five Stanley Cup qualifier. Welcome back to our Sportsnet 960 downtown studios. Pat Steinberg along with you. Now the out-of-town scoreboard for Envision Custom Renovations. When you're thinking renovation, call the experts that have worked with HGTV's Jonathan and Drew Scott on the Property Brothers. For more information, check them out at EnvisionCustomRenovations.com. This is the only game still underway right now. However, some Major League Baseball games, which we'll get to, but some NHL games that have gone final, including the most recent one. How about Pierre-Luc Dubois, who started the comeback in the second period and ended it in overtime? The Columbus Blue Jackets go from trailing 3-0 in the second to winning 4-3 with just over 90 seconds remaining in the extra frame. So Columbus now leads that series 2-1 with game 4 of the series tomorrow at 6 o'clock Calgary time. So that game just went final. Earlier today, Canucks took a 3-0 win over the Minnesota Wild, so Vancouver's now got a 2-1 series lead in that best of five. And two round robin finals from today. Philadelphia moves to 2-0 with a 3-1 win over Washington. Vegas Golden Knights take a 6-4 win over the St. Louis Blues. Vegas also 2-0. Toronto Blue Jays in action today in Atlanta. They fall 4-3 to the Braves. That's your out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Envision Custom Renovations. Don't forget tomorrow on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. We got a doubleheader for you. Maple Leafs Blue Jackets at 6, Canucks Wild at 8:45. Couple elimination games for you tomorrow. Doubleheader on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Great finish to period number one for the Flames. Sam Bennett with less than a second to go makes it 2-0. Calgary's got a bit of a cushion as they try to close this one out. Second period play-by-play with Derek Wills and Peter Labarde is coming your way next. 2-0 Calgary after 20. This is Calgary Flames hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
On your drive home, it's Pinder and Steinberg. In the 4 p.m. hour weekdays, it's the Calgary Flames Roundtable. The breaking news, the expert inside info, and the serious debate.
When does he return and where are the Flames when he returns? That's the big question that this Flames team now needs to answer.
The voice of the Flames, Derek Wills, joins Pinder and Steinberg for the Calgary Flames Roundtable, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Country Hills. Once-in-a-lifetime hail means a very special opportunity to purchase a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. Choose from 42 options. Mercedes-Benz Country Hills. Minutes from the Calgary Airport. Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary Flames Radio. Flames Radio. Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary's only all sports radio. Home for Boomer in the Morning, The Nine with Will Nault, The Scott Rintoul Show, Hockey Central at Noon, Pinder and Steinberg, Tim and Sid, and more. The best sports talk all the time. On the radio, on your phone, on your tablet, on your desktop, on your smart speaker. Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary Sports Radio.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary Flames Radio. Flames Radio. On the air, online, and on the Sportsnet and Radio Player Canada mobile apps. And always on your smart speaker. Play Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary. This is second period play-by-play on Sportsnet 960 The Fan, home for the Flames.
A great start in Game 4 for the Flames, who are one win away from eliminating the Jets and advancing to the round of 16 in this season's Stanley Cup playoffs. Dylan Dubé scores early. Sam Bennett scores late. And when I say late, I mean really, really late. At 19:59, it is the Flames 2 and the Jets nothing through 20 minutes. And Lou, going into the series, there was a lot of talk about Connor Hellebuyck and how he gave the Jets an advantage in goal. wasn't himself in the first three games, promised to be that guy in game four, but he gives up 2 goals and 8 shots in the first period. Maybe not bad goals, but they need some saves.
That's exactly it, Derek. Can you fault him for very many of the goals? No, but how many big saves have you come up with at the other end? Cam Talbot, I thought, had the more difficult work. He had more shots. Turned aside 11 of 11.
Well, the second period has started. The Jets with their home blue jerseys on, moving from left to right on your radios in the second period. The Flames with their road whites from right to left. And speaking of the guy at the other end of the ice, Cam Talbot, I like to use the word quiet to describe a goaltender when he's technically sound and calm, cool, and collected. Is there a better word to use to describe Cam Talbot tonight?
No. Solid might be the only other alternative. He made one mistake that almost cost him.
Weak shot in from the blue line, easily snared by the trapper of Talbot, who will hold on for a face-off to his right. If you're just joining us, we had Ryan Hoska on our post-game show following Game 3 on Tuesday, and he was convinced that we would see both Mark Scheifele and Patrick Laine in Game 4 tonight. Neither of those guys is playing. Neither is Mason Appleton. All three have been out since Game 1. So the Jets, who have been beat up by the Flames physically in this series, still shorthanded. They've got a new look number one line that's been dangerous at times tonight, but still looking for their first goal of Game 4 as the Flames get it in deep. Chuck in there with a forecheck, as is Mangiapane. The Jets will come up with it, lift it up in the air, and roll it into Flames territory. And Anderson, who was a beast, the guy's wearing white in the first period, will bank it off the end boards to his partner Hannafin, who moves it up the middle of the back line, but his pass is intercepted by Ehlers. And here comes Connor in up the left wing side. He'll float it into the far corner to Wheeler. Wheeler back to the blue line. Long shot, bouncing puck, and Talbot reaches out and grabs it with his glove and holds on.
Well, the Flames' best period in this series has been the second. They've outscored their opponents to the tune of 8-2. On that shift, Michael Backlund turns a puck over in the middle of the ice. The Jets retrieve it. Back to the point it went. And after a fine redirect, Cam Talbot with a sparkling glove save.
Jets been an offensive zone draw. Right point to DeMello. He moves it down low to the captain, Wheeler. He works the left wing side over to Ehlers. He gets hit, but he drops the left point. Now Pionk with a shot, and it bounces wide of the Flames' net. Jets still pressing, looking to get on the scoreboard in Game 4. Lindholm will pick up the puck for the Flames. He gets held up by Connor, but Monahan steps up, scoops it up, and shoots it in behind the Jets' net. Monahan and Gaudreau in there on the forecheck. Monahan finishing a body check on DeMello as the Jets will clear it out to center ice. The Flames forwards continue to go out of their way to finish body checks on the Jets' defenseman. Lou, that's got to be taking a toll on those six guys.
Always does. It's generally what playoff hockey can be all about. And the Flames have done an excellent job. And entering this series with this group, not exactly what you would call in character. Jeff Ward, all the way through, has talked about doing it different. Finding yourself comfortable in the uncomfortable. So far, check mark in a lot of different places for the Flames.
Here's Pullman. He fires the puck in from center. Ricochets into the far corner. Gustafson will chip it ahead to Lucic, who drops to Dubé. And he'll send it out to center to Bennett. Dubé and Bennett, the two goal scorers in Game 4, as the Flames will get it in deep. Here's Dubé in the near corner. Dubé lines it down low to Lucic, who chips it in behind the net. Bennett and Beaulieu battle for it. It's Lucic who picks it up, but it ends up hopping away from him. And now Roslovic will slip the puck ahead to Kopp, who dishes it off to Beaulieu, who joins the rush. Beaulieu slides it in behind the Flames' net. Here's Kopp in the near corner. Kopp will saucer it back to the blue line, but his pass bounces by Pionk and into Jets territory. Here comes Kulikov up the middle of the ice, across the Flames' blue line. He stick handles into the near corner. Gets wrapped up there by Forbort. And Augustinson and Schorl fight forward in the far corner. Kopp and Lindholm in there looking forward as well. Kopp will play it in behind the net. Schorl centers it in front. Shot trying a one-timer from one knee, but it's handcuffed and can't get the shot off. Here comes Gaudreau streaking down the ice. He stops. Gaudreau, one on two, will whack the puck in behind the Jets' net. Pionk has his stick lifted and the puck stolen by Monahan. He drops it back to Hannafin. He shoots right into the gut of the goaltender, and Hellebuck holds on.
It was a similar looking play to the Dubé goal, where Monahan corrals a loose puck, gets it back to the point. The Flames head to the net, but not a rebound left this time by Hellebuyck. I've been very impressed with both Lindholm and Monahan in this game tonight. I don't think number 13, being Johnny Gaudreau, will see if he can add a little more spark to that group.
Here's Tkachuk dancing in front. Tkachuk tries to go right across the crease, but loses the puck before he can get a shot off, and he had Hellebuyck out of position. Jets will clear it down the ice. Backlund's going to pick it up and skate it back out to center. Gets to the Jets' blue line and backhands it into the far corner. Mangiapane with a big hit on DeMello along the end boards as Eakin picks up the puck and skates it out. Plays it up the right wing side to Perreault, who has his stick lifted and the puck stolen by Tkachuk in the near quarter. Now we've got a four-man fight for the puck. Perreault picks it up. They back it up to the blue line. DeMello with a shot through traffic, kicked away by Talbot. And now Backlund will scoop it up and slip it near side to Tkachuk, who will feather a pass ahead to Mangiapane. The Flames have a 2-on-1 here. Mangiapane to Backlund, and he can't get a shot off. It's like the Jets just stopped playing there. We've got a penalty call coming up against Winnipeg, and Calgary up 2 on the scoreboard, about to be up 1 on the ice for the first time tonight.
You're right. The Jets either really sloppy on a change, and Paul Maurice is looking back at the video. It was a flip pass out to center, and the Flames were left with a 2-on-1. Mangiapane threads a beautiful pass, and Jansen Harkins with excellent work on the back check, but he got his stick into the hands of Michael Backlund, and the Flames, who are operating at 35.7% on the power play, 5-for-14, have the game's first opportunity with it.
The Flames 2-for-4 in game 1, 0-for-6 in game 2, 3-for-4 in game 3. Let's see if they can score here. Here's Gustafson to Tkachuk. To Gustafson with a shot, stop, rebound. Monahan can't get a stick on the puck. Battle forward in the near quarter. Comes back to the blue line. Gustafson to Gaudreau, who takes a shot. And now has it chopped off a stick, but Gustafson holds it in right point. Gustafson to Gaudreau. Makes a slap pass to Lindholm. Lindholm to Gustafson, and the puck bounces around in front. Monahan can't get a hold of it as Lowry will scoop it up and shoot it down the ice.
Eric Gustafson's ability to make himself available and then get pucks to the net is one of the reasons the Flames have those 5 power play goals in the series.
Looks pretty comfortable quarterback in that first power play in this series, doesn't he? Here's Lucic with a shot off a stick, and it deflects wide of the Jets' net. Now Monahan has it. He leaves it left point for Gustafson. He returns the puck to Monahan. Monahan shoots. Gets stopped by Hellebuyck. Bouncing puck. Gaudreau goes after it, but it's Lindholm who scoops it up. Tries to feed it in front to Lucic, but the pass is picked off, and the puck is cleared out. Interesting that Lucic is out there as the net front guy in this Flames' first power play, Lou.
Well, Tkachuk started, but then he went off. We'll have to keep our eye on that.
45 seconds remaining in the Jets' penalty. As Monahan will shoot it in. Puck rims around into the far corner. It's bouncing it behind Hellebuyck's net. Lucic digs it out. Lowry's going to take over, and he finds an opening and shoots the puck down the ice.
And, Derek, the reason that happened, remember it was the Backlund line that was on the ice that drew the penalty.
Here's Giordano, left wing side to Backlund. Gets to the Jets' blue line and dumps it in. Lucic. The run Kulikov through the end boards misses, but Mangiapane will pick it up and play it right wing side to Dubé. Dubé to Mangiapane, but his centering pass is intercepted by Lowry, who springs Kopp. He'll walk down one-on-one with Giordano and try a shot, but it's blocked by the Flames captain. Giordano came into this game with 10 block shots in the Stanley Cup playoff qualifiers. Tied for the league lead. Brody trying a shot, but that's off Pionk's stick. And the puck bounces into the far corner. Mangiapane able to wrestle it away from Wheeler and center it in front. He had Backlund on the doorstep. Backlund's redirect goes wide to the corner. Now Dubé's got it down low. Flames buzzing, even though the power play is over. Trying to take a 3-0 lead here. Jankowski's got it in the far corner. Slides it down low. Dubé to the backhand. Stopped by Hellebuyck, who bobbles the puck before he grabs it with his glove and holds on. Good start to the second period for the Flames. A dangerous-looking power play, but they can't add to their lead, at least not yet. 13:43 to play in period number 2 at Rogers Place in Edmonton, where it is Calgary 2 and Winnipeg nothing in game 4. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Alpine Credits.
Hi, this is Commander Ritchie calling from the International Space Station, and I'm looking for a home renovation loan.
Do you own your space station?
No, that's owned by a consortium of nations.
Oh, do you own a home on a planet?
I do.
Is it on planet Earth?
Yes, sir, it is.
Approved!
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved. As long as they're on Earth, it's tough to appraise a house on Mars. Alpine Credits. Some conditions apply.
When you're driving, you are in control of the world ahead of you. You decide what matters. You choose where to pause. And it is your closest ones that get to share this feeling with you. That's the feeling we provide every day at Shaganapi GM, the heartbeat of Calgary since 76. Providing you with a great choice in new GMCs, Chevys, Buicks, Corvettes, and a wide selection of used cars. Located between Shaganapi Trail Northwest and Crowchild Trail Northwest and online at shaganapi.com.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary Flames hockey continues on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. Always on your smart speaker. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary.
Following the game tonight, stay tuned for the Shane Holmes save of the game. For every save made by a Flames goalie, Shane Holmes makes a donation to Kids Sport Calgary. Visit ShaneHolmes.com for more details. So far, Cam Talbot has dealt perfectly with all the work that he has faced in a 2-0 Flames lead with 13:43 to go in this clinching game in the second period.
Faceoff coming up to Hellebuck's right. Look at the shots on goal in the second period, Lou. The Flames had 8 following the first. They're up to 16 less than 7 minutes into the second. The Jets stuck at 13. It's been a one-sided second period so far. Here's Monahan trying a shot. That's off a body and wide of the Jets net. Now Gaudreau's got it in the far corner. They'll circle back to the blue line and drop to Brody. Brody stick handles in and leaves it behind for Giordano. The captain walks the line and saucers a pass to Gaudreau far half-boards. Gaudreau back to Giordano with a shot, bouncing puck, and it's off Monahan and just wide. But Giordano keeps it in for the Flames. He'll fling it in behind the net to Monahan, who spins away from Kulikov and walks into the near corner with it. Monahan, left point to Giordano. He ducks under a body check from Ehlers, gets up, tries a shot, but it's a weak one, and now Pionk will pick the puck up. And finally, the Jets able to relieve the pressure and slide it down the ice.
Flames almost had a man advantage because Ehlers was without his stick for a lengthy amount of time.
Here's Wheeler. Ahead to Perreault. Drops it back to Harkins. Harkins steps in and shoots. Good. Left pad kick save by Talbot. Didn't look like much, but he used his quick reflexes to make that stop. Here comes Dubé in down the left wing boards. Dubé still has the puck at his stick. He'll leave it left point for Hanifin. Hanifin to Lucic. Now right point to Anderson. He shoots, and that shot threw some traffic right into the midsection of Hellebuck, who holds on for a whistle.
Jansen Harkins has been impressive. And Paul Maurice, in a clip that went viral after his goal in Game 2, talked about this guy, a second-round pick in 2015. Nothing was given to him. All he's done is work, work, work. And Paul went as far as saying he thinks that Harkins might play 13 or 14 years
wow.
in the game. The former star way back when at the North Shore Winter Club. That's the first time I saw him in Bantam Hockey in the Medicine Hat Tournament in 2012.
We're almost 8 minutes into the second period of Game 4. The Flames lead the Jets 2-1 in this best-of-five series. And 2-0 in what could be an elimination game tonight. Here's Dubé with a weak shot right into the chest protector of Hellebuck, who holds on, but the Flames have really controlled the play so far in the second period, Lou, don't you think?
They have, and it's been the norm in this series. Flames' best periods have been in the second, outscored their opponents 8-2. We talked coming out of Game 3 about how certain lines can give you an advantage. It's been a pretty good night for the group of Bennett, Lucic, and Dubé, who have scored both their goals.
Jets with a defensive zone draw. Kulikov will circle in behind the net and slide it out to center. Backlund. Good back pressure. Knocks the puck loose. A little too far for Mangiapane, though, as Pionk takes over. Skates it to center and bounces it off a stick and deep into the Flames zone. But we've got a icing call coming up here against the Jets with 11:38 left in the second period. Shots on goal, 19-14 Calgary. And they lead Winnipeg 2-0 in game four tonight.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan is Calgary's radio home of the Flames and the NHL. And we will have no shortage of action for you from even other games in the playoffs. And we'll set you up before the broadcast is over for the games that we'll bring your way tomorrow.
Including a do-or-die game for the Leafs. Here's Lowry with a sharp angle shot handled by Talbot. I think the three biggest mismatches of the Stanley Cup qualifiers were the two 5-12 matchups, so Oilers-Blackhawks in the West, and then Penguins-Canadiens in the East. Well, the 12 seeds lead those two series 2-1. I think the other one was probably the Maple Leafs and the Blue Jackets. And that series is 2-1.
You thought that one was going to be lopsided?
On paper, it certainly was for me. But knowing John Tortorella and how his teams can grind you into the ground, I thought they might make a series of it, but I didn't expect them to be up 2-1, to be honest.
I just thought that was the worst draw that the Leafs could have. A skill team against a group that just checks you and is so good in their structure.
Here's Ehlers in behind the net, trying to feed it in front, but his pass to Connors, intercepted and cleared out of harm's way by Giordano. Not out of the zone, though. Connor gets dumped in the near corner by Monahan as Ehlers will pick it up and flutter it across the ice to Morrissey. He drops it back to Wheeler, who winds and fires a shot wide of Talbot's net. Now Wheeler, left point to Morrissey. Far corner to Wheeler again. Good stick by Lindholm to whack it away from the Jets captain, though. And now Monahan will move it ahead to Brody, who skates it out to center and dishes it off to Gaudreau, but it ends up hopping away from him. And here comes Connor right back in with it for the Jets. They'll take it beyond the Flames' net, but Brody steals it from him. Now it ends up coming free for Connor, who tries a shot, but it's off a body and bounces up in the air and into a pile of Flames players in front. Monahan will scoop up the bouncing puck, skate it ahead, and then drop it back to Giordano, who flips it out to center. But Poulin will step up, pick it up, and skate it right back in and shoot. And that knuckle puck goes fluttering wide of the Flames net. A couple of breakdowns there and a couple of decent scoring chances for the Jets as the Flames come the other way. Puck bounces back to the left point to Hanifin. Hanifin across to Anderson. Now far quarter to Jankowski. In front, Anderson spins, waits, drops. Hanifin a blast, and he just misses high. And now the Jets fail to get it out. Beaulieu chases it behind his net, takes a hit from Reeder, who knocks him down to the ice. Back to the right point to Lucic. Lucic a shot, tipped by Ryan, and that one trickles just wide of the Jets' net, but they can't get it out again. Flames all over the Jets trying to take a 3-0 lead as we pass the 10-minute mark of the second. Here's Lucic to Hanifin. Right wing side to Anderson, who gets it in deep again. Puck will slide up the near boards. Lucic makes sure. Jets still can't get the puck out. It's held in left point by Hanifin. He'll flip it in behind the Jets' net. Flames finally backing off the change as Beaulieu's got some time and space. And we'll slide it to the Flames' blue line. And from there, it's pushed in deep by Shaw. But the Flames hemming the Jets in. Just wouldn't let them make a line change there, Lou.
And those shifts as games go on take their toll.
Here comes Lucic in after Bennett delivers a big puck. Head to knock it. Curry. Dubé after a bouncing puck in front. Scoops it up and shoots it. Bouncing puck in. Hellebuck has it in his glove and will hold on. But Sam Bennett, who has been throwing his weight around, came into this game leading the team and fifth in the Stanley Cup qualifiers in hits with 14. Some more big body checks in game four for the Flames tonight.
And his second goal of the series.
Yes, which is obviously very important. He scored it with just 1 second to go in the first period. And that was after Dylan Dubé scored 3:21 into the opening period of game four of this best of five series. The time of those goals brought to you by Shaganapi GM. It was 2-0 after one. The Flames have just been all over the Jets in period number two. They've already got 13 shots on goal in the first 11 minutes, but none of them have gone in. Winnipeg hanging around here in game four, but Calgary has a 2-0 lead. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Hey, it's Pat Steinberg for Hyatt Infinity. So I just picked up my brand new Q60, and I have to tell you, that is the dream car buying experience. Gorgeous showroom, beautiful vehicles, but best of all, it's not intimidating. And I get it. The luxury dealership experience is not always approachable, but not at Hyatt. Their phenomenal team will try and put you in a vehicle that suits your lifestyle and your budget. That's it. No pressure, no tactics, no garbage. Don't believe me? Check it out yourself. Hyatt Infinity, Heritage Meadows Road on Luxury Lane. Empower the drive.
You know what lunchtime in Calgary means. It's hockey time. Hockey Central at noon, weekdays 12 to 1. We start the show off with a big dose of Lou. How great is that? Peter Loubardias and that computer hard drive brain of his talks the Flames, NHL, the draft, junior hockey, and more. Off the top at 12 p.m. sharp. Peter Loubardias on Hockey Central at noon, brought to you by the Gemini Group Home Renovations. Imagine your life, your style. Your home renovations should be a reflection of you. Give your home the Gemini difference. Visit GeminiGroup.ca. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Calgary Flames hockey continues on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. Always on your smart speaker. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Calgary.
Up on the scoreboard at Rogers Place in Edmonton with exactly 9 minutes to play in the second period. It's the Flames 2 and the Jets nothing. And now with a look at the Envision Custom Renovations out-of-town scoreboard, here's Pat Steinberg.
I'll just let you know about this one. The Columbus Blue Jackets score four unanswered goals, and Pierre-Luc Dubois completes the hat trick with just over 90 seconds to go in overtime. Blue Jackets beat the Maple Leafs 4-3 in overtime.
Wow. The Leafs do or die tomorrow night. Game four of that series. Here comes Lowry, and up the right wing side. Lowry shoots, good blocker stop by Talbot. His best of game four so far. Here comes Backlund the other way. Across the Jets' blue line up the left wing side with a weak shot. Steered into the far corner by Hellebuyck. Mangiapane takes a hit from Kopp and gets it in deep. And now Backlund's after it in the near corner. It gets by him, but is held in by Hannafin left point. Rims it around to the far boards to Gaudreau. Gaudreau moves it brink wide, but his pass intended for Lindholm is intercepted by fellow number 28, Roslovic, who glides across center and shoots it in, but maybe he didn't get across the red line because the Jets get called for icing in the play. As we've got a face-off coming up deep in their zone with 8:03 to play in the second period. This game coming to you from the South Point Toyota broadcast booth. Hey, Red Tag Days are back. Get cash incentives up to 8,000, free winter tires with every purchase, and so much more. Visit southpointtoyota.com for more details.
Tough shift for Mark Giordano, who lost his gap on Adam Lowry. Good cross-ice feed, and Lowry, who's had an excellent series, the Calgary product with 3 points, robbed by Talbot.
Here comes Roslovic. He splits the defense. Gaudreau chasing after him. Good stick by Gaudreau to chop it off the stick of Roslovic, who would have had a breakaway.
Great hustle by Gaudreau after he turned the puck over to start the play.
Now Lindholm will lunge to knock the pocket beyond the Jets' net. Hellebuyck out to get it. There's it up to the near boards where Wheeler takes over. He'll weave his way out to center and slide it ahead to Connor, who crosses the Flames' blue line with it. Connor drops it back to Wheeler. Jets captain spins and shoots, but again, Talbot's so dialed in right now, you're going to have to do better than that. Takes the puck in his glove and holds on for a faceoff.
Cam has been excellent. Johnny Gaudreau trying to make something happen. He was stripped by the youngster Jack Roslovic, the 2015 first rounder, but to Gaudreau's credit, he never gave up on the backtrack. Those are little plays that make a huge difference in winning games.
And over on the Flames bench, Matthew Tkachuk just said good job, and Ray Edwards was standing behind Johnny Gaudreau and was clapping his hands. Here's Bennett. He'll skate it across his blue line to the red line and slide it left wing side to Lucic, who comes rumbling in. Lucic drives it in and is stopped by Hellebuyck. No one wants to get in the way of that freight train. Now Connor will play it deep into Flames territory. Giordano beats him to the loose puck behind the net, though, and rims it around to Bennett, who chips it off the boards and out, and chases it to the Jets' blue line and catches up to it. He drops to Dubé, who centers. Lucic with a shot and a diving block by Poolman, who may have saved the 3-0 goal.
Milan Lucic is having some night. Started 2 seconds in with a fight that set the tone and the engagement level for his group. Derek, he's skating well. There he drives the net with authority. He stopped. The Bennett line with Lucic and Dubé have been a handful for the Jets in this game. That, to me, is the line that more often than not is winning their matchup.
Offensive zone draw. Flames Jankowski wins it, and his backhand shot just flutters wide of the Jets' net. Been a pretty good game for the Flames, number 77, too.
This line.
Here's Jankowski behind the Jets' net. He'll play the puck right point. Gustafson will slap it in behind Hellebuck's net. Rims around to the near quarter. Perreault has it stripped away by Forbort. And now Reeder will dig it loose and give it to Ryan. Ryan feeds Forbort, but he gets pushed off the puck. Gets back to his feet. And it's gloved down and held in by Ryan, at least for a moment, as now Beaulieu clears it out. The Flames, who have cut the ice in half for most of the second period, shoot it back in from center. Ryan and Reeder in there on the forecheck, and now Tkachuk comes flying in too, and they'll fight for the puck and dig it free. Hanifin tries a shot. It pinballs off some skates and sticks off the end boards, and then it bounces into the glove of Hellebuck, who holds on.
There's few things I like more than when the work of your team and the commitment of your group is excellent, and it is absolutely at a high, high level for the Flames, winning battles, making life miserable on the Jets, lengthy offensive zone shifts that take a toll. Derek, the only bad part about the second period is they haven't added to their lead.
Yet, here's Mangiapane, dancing in the near corner. He plays it left point to Hanifin. He slaps it in behind the net to Tkachuk. Tkachuk to Backlund. Backlund robbed by Hellebuck. Maybe a game-saving stop of the Jets goaltender on Backlund there. Here comes Kopp the other way. In front, Roslovic shoots and snaps it over top of Talbot's net, but he didn't miss by much.
After Backlund has a glorious chance following more good board work down low. Tkachuk to Backlund. The Jets go in transition, and Roslovic walked in right down Main Street but fired a wrister over top of the net.
Jack Roslovic looking for his first Stanley Cup playoff goal in his 20th game, and won't get a much better chance than that. We'll take a break with 5:47 to play in the second period of Game 4 of this Stanley Cup qualifier at Rogers Place at Edmonton. It is the Flames 2 and the Jets nothing. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
When you're driving, you are in control of the world ahead of you. You decide what matters. You choose where to pause. And it is your closest ones that get to share this feeling with you. That's the feeling we provide every day at Shaganapi GM, the heartbeat of Calgary since 76. Providing you with a great choice in new GMCs, Chevys, Buicks, Corvettes, and a wide selection of used cars. Located between Shaganapi Trail Northwest and Crowchild Trail Northwest, and online at shaganapi.com.
You want free stuff? Of course you do. Fridays on Sportsnet 960 The Fan, we make it easy. Text in to Boomer in the Morning and Pinder and Steinberg. 960-960. If the guys pick your awesome, well-thought-out, perfectly punctuated text, you win. It's the Tickets and Treats Combo Pack from Landmark Cinemas every Friday. Each winner will receive two admission passes, two popcorn, and two drinks. For full details and to enter online, head to sportsnet.ca/960. Text to win Friday with Landmark Cinemas and Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary.
Home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. All sports radio. Flames hockey continues.
You've got about 25 minutes to get in on the Flames Foundation 50-50 draw, courtesy of RE/MAX. Tickets available at calgaryflames.com/50-50 until 10:30. And the pot is large, and it's growing.
See if I can dig it up for you right now. Last update was 37 minutes ago, just over $1.5 million. Puck at the left point, held it at the line by Wheeler. The Jets captain will shovel it in behind the net. The Flames captain, Giordano, trying to pitchfork the puck out. Can't. Here's Ehlers. Back to the blue line to DeMello. Slides it across to Morrissey. He slips it in behind the net to Ehlers. Ehlers has it swatted away by Giordano. The puck goes over the glass and out of play with 5:25 to play in the second period. Winnipeg outshot Calgary 11-8 in the first. The Flames outshooting the Jets 18-7 so far in the second. But it's still Calgary 2 and Winnipeg nothing.
You talk about key times in the game. If you're Calgary, you'd love to take a two-goal lead to the room after 40 minutes. But they still have lots of work to do to get there.
Here's Connor of the far corner, twisting and turning, trying to get away from Brody, who has been so solid defensively for the Flames, not only in this series, but really going back to when he returned to the lineup after collapsing on the ice at practice one day. Flames will dump it down the ice. This will be an icing call. It's almost like TJ Brody reinvented himself as a player. Offensively, the numbers aren't what they used to be, but defensively, I just think he's been so good since November, Lou.
And he's having an excellent night.
Yes.
Right now, you could make an argument he is carrying that pairing. And that's not easy to do when it's the captain and Mark Giordano who is flanked beside you. The Flames already in this game going with two centermen whenever they get a chance.
Face off to Talbot's left. Ryan wins that defensive zone draw, and Lucic will lift the puck up in the air and into Jets territory.
Two centermen for faceoffs, to clarify.
Dubé will bat it back to Giordano. He slides a pass up the far boards. Brody spins calm, cool, and collectively away from the forechecking. Ehlers gives it to Giordano, who springs Dubé. He shoots, he stops, and he bounces it off the goal post, and Hellebuck keeps it out. Oh, boy.
Well, Connor Hellebuck hasn't made many of those, but that's his most important and maybe his best. The Jets felt like the Flames took some extra pokes. TJ Brody, a very calm D-to-D turn away from pressure in his own zone, and Mark Giordano with a wonderful up pass, 100 feet, to find Dylan Dubé all alone on the breakaway. Dubé stayed with it. He ended up with the rebound, and he pushed it over the right pad of Hellebuck, and it hit the post. And how Hellebuck didn't use his blocker to knock it in, I'll never understand.
His blocker hand landed right on top of the puck. You know what they say, you got to be good to be lucky and lucky to be good, and Connor Hellebuck was a little bit of both right there. What an opportunity for the Flames to take a 3-0 lead that they've come so close to taking so many times in the second period. The chuck into the forecheck. Takes it free in the near corner, but Kulikov takes it away from him. Jets can't get it out, though. Now Backlund's after it in the forecheck for the Flames. Bianco push it up the far boards, but again, not out. Kachuk holds the puck in right point. He'll flip it in beyond the Jets' net. Roslovic takes over in the near corner. With some time and space, he'll move it up the middle of the ice to Kulikov. He glides to center, dodges the check from Mangiapane, and makes a good pass ahead to Lowry, who dumps the puck in behind Talbot's net. Here's Anderson with it. He'll lob it up in the air and into the Jet zone. Willman coughs it up. Mangiapane picks it up and drops it off. Bennett trying a shot, has it blocked. Big collision there, and another big body check by Sam Bennett. Here's Roslovic with a weak wrist shot. Again, right into the flaming sea on the front of Talbot's jersey. Square to the shooter again. He makes that save look so easy.
16-second period shots. And, Derek, the Flames' forecheck is taking a toll. Here's what becomes difficult. When you are spending 25 to 30 of a 40-second shift in your opponent's zone, guess what they have left when eventually they take the puck back from you? Not very much to go in transition the other way. The Flames have made some mistakes in transition that have led to some good chances, i.e. the Jack Roslovic opportunity a few minutes ago, but it just takes such a toll when a lot of shifts you're in your own zone for 30 of the 40 seconds.
I think the Flames might be stuck with three defensemen on the ice right now. They do have three defensemen out there. Giordano, Brody, and Forbort. The two forwards are Ryan and Lucic. Something happened with the change there. Back to the right point. Here's Perreault with a shot through traffic, blocked by the captain. A big block by Giordano late in the second period. Battle forward to be on the Flames net. Brody will scoop it up on the far corner, but he can't clear it out. Eakin holds it in. And now Ryan dives and minus his stick. He's able to glove the puck out and down the ice, and that will be an icing call, but at least the Flames will have a chance to catch their breath. Not sure if they were able to get one defenseman off and one forward on, though, during that time of play.
So somehow you end up with three defensemen, and to compound the problem, Derek Ryan broke his stick on the faceoff. And the Flames, it was a little utter chaos in their zone. Derek Ryan, though, without a stick, understanding the situation, clears it out of the zone.
Jets been an offensive zone draw. Here's Kulikov. Near half-boards to Ehlers. Right point to Kulikov. He slides it across to Pionk, left wing side. Pionk to Kulikov with a one-timer. Blocked in front. Loose puck, and it bounces to Lucic. And he'll muscle it ahead. And now Ryan speeds down the ice. Ryan in, trying a shot. And he gets wrapped up from behind by Pionk, and makes that save much easier for Hellebuck. Here comes Ehlers back into the Flames zone now. 2:35 to play in the second period. The Jets trail 2-0. Here's Wheelers with a shot. A knuckle puck that flutters over the net. And now the puck gets knocked down with a high stick. And we've got a stoppage in play.
Derek Ryan everything left in his gas tank after that long shift, the icing, and then he won a race to the net against Pionk and almost one-handed the puck past Connor Hellebuck because Pionk did a nice job to get inside position and force Ryan to the one-handed backhand attempt.
If you're watching the game on Sportsnet, you could tell by the look on Ryan's face that he didn't have much gas left in that tank. Running on fumes, gets a good scoring chance. Flames will get it in deep. Gaudreau in there on the forecheck. Knocks the puck into the far corner, but Lindholm gets wrapped up and can't corral it. And Lowry will push it into Flames territory.
Good backtrack by Monahan to force another change of possession.
Flames will pinball the puck into the jet zone, but it's cleared out. Here's Roslovic, up the middle to Kopp. Kopp with a shot off of Anderson, and up over the glass and out of play with 1:59 left in the second period. Dylan Dubé scoring at 3:21 of the first. Sam Bennett at 19:59 of the opening period. It was 2-0 Calgary after one, and the Flames still lead the Winnipeg Jets 2-0 late in period number two as they try to wrap this series up in four games and punch their ticket to the official 2020 Stanley Cup playoffs, which will start, we think, next Tuesday.
This has felt like a lot of work that isn't even complete just to get to round one.
Face off to Talbot's left. Jets win that offensive zone draw. Eakin turns to the middle of the ice. Gets wrapped up from behind by Backlund. Can't get a shot off, but hangs onto the puck. Now he shakes Backlund loose. Eakin with a backhand, but that one's blocked by Forbort in front. Now Tkachuk tries to clear, but can't. Kulikov over to Pionk with a shot. Talbot gets a piece of the puck and knocks it wide of his net. Flames back of their heels late in the second period, though.
Yeah, they do not want to give the Jets any sense of momentum going into the room.
Pionk will start from behind his own net. They slide it up the right wing side to Wheeler. Wheeler cuts to the middle. Good stick by Lucic to steal it from him. Lucic comes rumbling it up the left side and shoots, and Hellebuck kicks it away with his right pad. Mangiapane's in there digging forward in the forecheck. Lucic working hard in the near quarter as well. Puck comes free. Lucic just tosses Ehlers down on the ice like a rag doll as Bennett picks it up in the near quarter. Bennett spins and slides it in behind the net to Dubé in the far corner. Those are the two goal scorers for the Flames in game four. Dubé down low to Bennett. Bennett tripped up by Wheeler as Harkins will pick up the puck and clear it out to center. Now Giordano's got it. Captain will lift it up in the air and in behind the Jets net. Bennett with a big body check on Pionk along the end boards as playoff Sam Bennett continues to throw his weight around. Into the final 30 seconds of the second period now. Puck in behind the Jets defense as Bennett stick handles it. Tries to saucer it in front and does. Jankowski a shot from point blank range, misses the net. 20 seconds left of the period now. Dubé, checked by Lowry in behind the Jets net. Flames trying to hold it in here, but Ehlers finally clears it out. Milikov will take over and tap it ahead to Lowry. He lugs it in up the left wing side, tries a sharp angle shot and sails it over Talbot's net. The puck will ricochet off the boards and down the ice, and that will do it for the first 40 minutes in game four of this best of five Stanley Cup qualifier. Calgary leads Winnipeg 2-1 in the series, and the Flames lead the Jets 2-0 in game four.
What can you say about the work tonight of two players? Sam Bennett and Milan Lucic.
Not enough.
Not enough.
Yeah.
They have been an absolute physical force. The youngster, Dylan Dubé, more than holding up his end of the bargain, and it is taking a significant toll on the Winnipeg Jets' back end.
No goals in the second period. The only two goals in this game scored in the first period. For the first time in this series, the Flames strike first. Dylan Dubé scoring his first career postseason goal at 3:21. That made it 1-0 Calgary. And then late, I mean very late in the first period, Sam Bennett scoring his second goal of the series. He gets it at 19:59 to make it 2-0 Flames. The time of those goals brought to you by Shaganapi GM, helping Calgarians create road memories since 1976 and still the heartbeat of the city. At Shaganapi GM, they make your buying experience as easy as possible. Find out more at shaganapi.com. Well, lots of special teams in the first two games of this series. In the third game, the Flames were really disciplined, only gave the Jets two power play opportunities. The Flames, meanwhile, went 3-for-4 with the man advantage in their 6-2 win. but only one power play between the two teams tonight. I think that players are finally adjusting to the way the officials are calling games in the Stanley Cup qualifiers. The only power play of the game goes to the Flames in the first period, couldn't capitalize on it, so they're 0-for-1 on the power play, and haven't had to worry about the penalty kill, which is powered by GSL Cadillac. Where eligible Costco members get Costco member pricing plus a $500 Costco shop card on 2020 Cadillac XT4, XT5, XT6, and Escalade models. Well, the Flames potentially 20 minutes away from punching their ticket to the 2020 Stanley Cup playoffs. It is the Flames 2 and the Jets nothing following 40 minutes at Rogers Place in Edmonton. Before we get to the third period, Pat Steinberg is standing by in the South Point Toyota broadcast booth and will host our second intermission right after the break. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
You're doing your part by staying at home as much as possible. However, you're also really noticing the things you'd like to change about the place. Now is a great time to renovate, and Envision Custom Renovations can help. They're an approved contractor of Home and Garden TV's Brian Baumler, and have expertise in all types of home renovations. So use this time in isolation wisely. Take advantage of great loan rates and renovate your home the way you've always wanted to. Learn more at EnvisionCustomRenovations.com.
From the moment you walk in the door, you will feel the difference. As our supreme guest, enjoy a cappuccino and relax while we get caught up in the moment. Share your wishes and allow us to present Supreme. For over 70 years, Supreme Menswear has been a special gathering place. We are passionate about fashion and our community. We treat others as we wish to be treated. Let's accept and connect with each other. Thanks for supporting local dreams and cheering on our Flames.
Two periods are complete. Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960 The Fan. The second period intermission is on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. And always on your smart speaker, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames led 2-0 after 20 minutes of play. That's the same score after 40 minutes of play as we welcome you back to our Sportsnet 960 downtown headquarters. Pat Steinberg along with you. Time for your second period summary. So the Flames scored twice in the first period, one early thanks to Dylan Dubé, first career playoff goal for Dubé to make it 1-0. Monahan and Gustafson the assists at 3:21. And what looked like was just going to be a 1-0 lead into the intermission turned into a 2-0 lead with less than a second to go in the first period. Sam Bennett scores his second goal of the series. Noah Hanifin with the assist. Matthew Tkachuk, the secondary assist at 19:59. And the Flames took a 2-0 lead into intermission number two. Now, Flames had a ton of zone time and a ton of scoring opportunities in period number two, but could not beat Connor Hellebuck or find the net. They end up with no scoring in period number two, but how about the shots on goal in the second period? 19-8 Calgary. They're now 27-19 after 40 minutes of play. Calgary 0-for-1 on the power play. They're 0-for-1 tonight. Winnipeg without a second period power play. They have yet to get a power play in this game. So it is 2-0 Calgary after 40 minutes of play, and they're now 20 minutes away from advancing officially to the Stanley Cup playoffs. Still one period to go, though, if they want to eliminate the Winnipeg Jets. That's your first period summary. We're live, second period summary, rather. We're live in the broadcast booth, brought to you by South Point Toyota. Red Tag Days are back at 0% on every Toyota, plus cash incentives up to $8,000 and no payments for 120 days. OAC, visit SouthPointToyota.com. 2-0 Calgary after 40. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
The Toyota Tower is lit up in red. Red Tag Days are back at South Point Toyota, and the deals are unbelievable. Get 0% on every Toyota, plus factory cashback incentives up to $8,000. No payments for 120 days OAC, and free winter tires with every purchase. Red Tag Days are the best days to buy a new Toyota, like the 2020 Corolla, for only $125 bi-weekly with zero down. Receive up to 120% of Canadian Black Book for your trade. And if you have hail damage, we'll pay your deductible for your claim. Plus, Get a lifetime of free oil and filter changes. Hurry in, because like most good things, these deals are only here for a limited time under the Toyota Tower. 0% financing, cash incentives, no payments for 120 days, free winter tires, and so much more. Red Tag Days are back at South Point Toyota. Learn more at southpointtoyota.com. Go Flames, go!
Two periods are complete. Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960, The Fan. The second period intermission is on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. And always on your smart speaker, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Flames up 2-0 after 40 minutes of play as we welcome you back to our Sportsnet 960 downtown headquarters. Pat Steinberg along with you here in the second intermission. Stay with us during tonight's postgame show for the save of the game, brought to you by Shane Holmes. For every save a Flames goaltender makes, Shane Holmes will make a donation to Kidsport Calgary. Go to shaneholmes.com for details. My name is Pat Steinberg alongside Peter Labardius and Lou. We talked coming into this game about doing the right things and sticking with your details. And so far, I think if you're the Flames, the urgency's been there. The effort that you would expect with an opportunity to advance has been there through 40 minutes of play. There's still 20 to go, but there's not much to quibble with through the first two periods tonight.
I think Milan Lucic in a lot of ways set the tone with that fight 2 seconds into the game. This team has been hard to play against. Their forecheck has been relentless. They have finished checks everywhere. They've battled for ice. They've done an excellent job in their own zone. Even when they've had some errant attempts at clearing, they've boxed out pretty well, stayed on the right side of the puck, haven't given up a lot of quality chances. Pat, it's about as good a two periods as you could play. It's been that good to this point.
Yeah, it's been, and I really do feel for the Winnipeg Jets. Like, they're shorthanded. They're probably more beat up than we even know at this point. But they look completely out of gas through 40 minutes of play. And in that second period specifically, and part of the credit goes to the Calgary Flames. Absolutely. But you can just tell, like, this Jets team has put everything out there so far, through these three plus games, but they're without two important players and they just don't seem to have it through 40 minutes of play.
No, they sure don't. You can understand why. They've asked so much from the rest of their group. They've asked for more minutes from people. They've, you know, when you take away the types of pieces that they are missing, it just, Pat, it taxes you in so many different ways. More ice time. You're not slotted properly. And it just goes on and on and on. And Connor Hellebuyck finally provided them with Vezina Trophy type winning goaltending in that second period, stopping all 19 Calgary shots that he faced.
And Hellebuyck has made it difficult. He's been good, and certainly in that second period he came to play. You mentioned Lucic setting the tone right from the get-go, but it's kind of been an all game long thing for him and that line.
Well,
they have a goal, like, it's There's not much you can really argue with when it comes to that trio of Lucic, Bennett, and Dubé either.
No, they've done it all. They've been great on the forecheck. They've set the next line up to be more successful by spending a lot of time in their opponent's zone. They are absolutely pounding every Jets defenseman that they get an opportunity. Sam Bennett with 6 hits after 2 periods of play. Can't even believe that Milan Lucic has only been given credit for 2. He's skating. He's making good decisions. He's driving the net. And, Pat, maybe he only has 2 because every time I see him go near somebody deep in the zone, they're not overly interested at taking the punishment. And that is every bit, if not more important than making physical contact. He is an absolute physical threat in this game. And if the Flames continue to go on to win this particular series, they are coming up with a blueprint of how, frankly, they're going to have to play against anyone that they face. Because going forward, they're not going to outskill a lot of the opponents that they might face, but the will and determination, and I have just been borderline blown away by how hard they have played.
Yep.
They've been a hard team to play against, and as I've said, with no discredit, we've been watching them for a long time. I haven't really felt that way about this group all that often over the years.
So what needs to happen in the
just
third
the same.
Period?
That's it. It's that simple. Manage the situation. Again, get pucks in deep. Make people pay. Just continue. This is like a boxing match, Pat, where every jab you can get, every punch, every body punch, just keep smacking.
Final thought, Cam Talbot perfect so far, 19 for 19. Has he been tested a ton of times? No, but he's been ready anytime the Flames have needed him to come up with a big stop.
Well, way more quality work for him in period one than period two. But what more can you do? He's been perfect through two periods. Again, calm, cool. Derek likes the adjective. It's a good one. Quiet in the net. And, Pat, from game one in this series, I think he's just given such trust and confidence to the group. When you feel in this sport like your goalie is going to make the first save, it just makes everybody else feel better about their own game in front of the 4x6.
Yep. Well, the third period is about 5 minutes away. Calgary is up 2-0 after 40 minutes of play. One more period to win to get themselves officially into the 2020 Stanley Cup playoffs. Sam Bennett with a goal late in the first period. Dylan Dubé with a goal early in the first period. Those are your only two goals tonight. Flames up 2-0 after 40. Out-of-town scoreboards coming up next. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
If it swings, slides, or rolls, All Kind Door Services is your one-stop door specialist. Commercial, residential, overhead, or pedestrian doors. Fully automated or revolving, All Kind Door Services repairs them all. 24-hour emergency service available. Call us at 403-266-1411.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan is a longtime supporter of Big Brothers and Big Sisters for Calgary. Over the years, we've gotten the word out about the amazing work that BBBS does for boys and girls all over Calgary. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, All Stars for Kids campaign is back, and you can be an everyday all-star. Donate today and support life-changing mentoring programs for kids facing adversity. All month long, every donation will be matched dollar for dollar, doubling your gift and your impact. Donate now at allstarsforkids.ca. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Two periods are complete. Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960 The Fan. The second period intermission is on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. And always on your smart speaker, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Okay, Flames up 2-0 on the Winnipeg Jets after 40 minutes of play as we welcome you back to our Sportsnet 960 downtown headquarters. Pat Steinberg along with you. Now the out-of-town scoreboard for Envision Custom Renovations. We'll go in chronological order, starting with the first game of the afternoon in the NHL. The Vancouver Canucks moving to within a game of eliminating the Minnesota Wild in their best-of-five qualifier round series. Canucks blank Minnesota 3-0 on the back of a Jacob Markstrom 27-save shutout. A couple of round-robin games this afternoon, including the Philadelphia Flyers beating the Washington Capitals 3-1. Philly moves to 2-0 in the round-robin out east, and Vegas moves to 2-0 in the round-robin in the Western Conference. They get three in the third period to take a 6-4 win over the St. Louis Blues, who drop to 0-2. And how about this game in Toronto? Toronto Maple Leafs had a 3-0 lead in the second period. They let it slip, and Pierre-Luc Dubois finishes off his hat-trick with less than just over 90 seconds remaining in the overtime period. Hat-trick for Dubois,
Blue Jackets beat the Maple Leafs 4-3 in overtime. Now, tomorrow on Sportsnet 960 The Fan, we've got Game 4 of that series. Maple Leafs looking to avoid elimination when they take on Columbus at 6 o'clock. And then second part of our doubleheader tomorrow, Vancouver and Minnesota at 8:45. Two elimination games for you tomorrow on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Also in the majors, Toronto Blue Jays fall 4-3 to the Atlanta Braves. That's your out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Envision Custom Renovations. When you're thinking renovation, call the experts that have worked with HGTV's Jonathan and Drew Scott on the Property Brothers. For more information, check them out at EnvisionCustomRenovations.com. One more period to win a series for the Calgary Flames. Can they take this best of five in four games? We'll find out in period number three. Next, they're up 2-0 on the Jets after 40. Derek Wills, Peter Labardius have your third period play-by-play coming up in less than 90 seconds. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Life is a lot like the game of hockey. Sometimes you win, sometimes you score, and sometimes you crash into the boards. But you've got to play all the way to the whistle and make every shift count. In life, just like in hockey, you put your body through a lot. If it hurts, see a chiropractor. For over 100 years, Alberta's chiropractors have been helping Albertans lead healthy, more active lives. Don't let pain get in the way of you scoring your goals. Visit albertachiro.com.
Hockey is back, your teams are back, GSL GM City is back, and Cadillac is back with its all-new exciting lineup. Choose from new models like the CT4 and CT5 sedans, or our popular SUV lineup of XT4, XT5, XT6, and Escalade. Right now, save up to $20,000 on Cadillac Escalade, only at GSL GM City. Hockey's back, and GSL's back, and we can't wait to see you. Visit GSLGMCity.com.
GSL GM City, on the trail beside the boat.
The third period of Calgary Flames radio starts now. Here is Derek Wills on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Two wins down, one to go. Two periods down, one to go, potentially, for the Flames in Game 4 of this best-of-five Stanley Cup qualifier versus the Jets. And on first-period goals by Dylan Dubé and Sam Bennett at 3:21 and 19:59, respectively. It is Calgary 2 and Winnipeg nothing following 40 minutes at Rogers Place in Edmonton. Lou, what do the Flames have to do in period number three to close this series out, eliminate the Jets, and move on to the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat. Two fabulous periods they've played to this point. Keep your foot on the gas. Do not give the Jets reason to believe.
In this third period, the Jets with their home blue jerseys on will move from right to left on your radios. The Flames with their road whites from left to right. The Jets win the opening faceoff of the period. Morrissey will throw the puck down the ice right in on Talbot, who sticks it into the near corner. Brody O'Gap, give it to Giordano. He plays it fireboards to Bennett, who's been an absolute beast in Game 4, leading the way with six hits and some big ones among those six. Here comes Ehlers speeding, and Ehlers a shot! Good blocker stop by Talbot. What a burst of speed by Nick Ehlers to create that scoring chance, and Cam Talbot with maybe his toughest save of Game 4.
And an important save.
Dubé will chip the puck off the boards and out. And DeMello will race back into Jets territory to get it.
Flames defensive pairing got caught. Giordano and Brody too far apart. And that's what allowed the big gap for Ehlers to jump in between them into.
Puck is sent out to center. DeMello has his pass to Kopp picked off. The Kopp will retrieve the puck and shoot it in. And the Flames will whack it right back out and down the ice, but that'll be an icing call. 1 minute and 7 seconds into the third period. Coming to you from the South Point Toyota broadcast booth. Red Tag Days are back. It's 0% on every Toyota, plus cash incentives up to $8,000 and no payments for 120 days OAC. Visit southpointtoyota.com.
Well, the Jets have come out of the room knowing that they have nothing left to leave on the table, and a great early save by Talbot off Ehlers, who has scored in the last two games after going 23 consecutive playoff games without a goal.
Flames on the attack. Here's Backlund. Right point to Anderson. Anderson shoots through some traffic off a body and over top of Hellebuck's net, and beside his net. Matthew Tkachuk gets knocked down, and he's checking himself for blood for the second time tonight.
I was going to say he's already sporting a massive cut on the right side of his mouth, and he's drawn another penalty. The master on the Flames of doing it as he drives the net, and Dmitry Kulikov, careless with his stick, the former Florida Panther first-round pick in 2009, is on his way to the sin bin.
Matthew Tkachuk, since coming into the league back in 2016-2017, has drawn 161 minor penalties, most in the NHL, and that is the fifth minor penalty he's drawn in the series, most amongst any players in the Stanley Cup qualifiers. Flames win the offensive zone draw. Gustafson winds and fires a shot off a stick and wide of Hellebuck's net. Tkachuk holds the puck in, bounces it off Lindholm's stick. And we've got a fight for it in the near corner. Gaudreau battling for it. Lindholm is as well, but the puck is picked up by Kopp, who shoots it down the ice. Flames on the power play for the second time tonight. 0-for-1 with a man advantage so far, but they've been deadly in the series. Here comes Lindholm across the Jets' blue line. He stick handles in and leaves it right wing side. Tkachuk shoots. That shot goes off Beaulieu's stick over the glass and out of play with now a minute 26 remaining in this Jets penalty.
Again, the Flames win the first faceoff. Gustafson with traffic forces Hellebuck to make a good save. Jets clear. Good entry keyed by Lindholm, who drove the net and made contact and a nice feed by Tkachuk, but directed it wide of the goal.
Monahan will swing it back to the right point to Gustafson, who gives it to Tkachuk. He plays it rink wide. Gaudreau steps in and centers, and Monahan will drop to Gustafson. Gustafson shoots, but that's off the shaft of Lowry's stick. And again, the puck deflects out of play. But the Flames doing a good job winning faceoffs, or at least retrieving pucks after losing faceoffs, and spending considerable time in the offensive zone on this power play.
We've talked about that with their power play success in the series, now 5-for-15. And it's not just the centermen, Derek, it's the wingers helping you control off the draw as they tried to there, but it's Eakin who comes away with a loose puck and clears it to Talbot.
Flames put their second power play unit on the ice. Backlund, Mangiapane, Dubé and Lucic, the four forwards, Giordano, the one defenseman. Flames will get it in deep. Backlund speeding in there on the forecheck. He'll pick it up in behind the net and bat it up the fireboards to Lucic, who has been a beast tonight. Here's Dubé now. Near half-boards, goes rink-wide. Backlund settles down the bouncing puck, steps into the far quarter, centers it in front, pass back to the blue line to the captain. Now Giordano to Backlund, to Mangiapane with a one-timer. Now it's blocked by Poolman, who gets hit with the puck. He's been hit with the puck too many times in this series for his liking, but the Jets do clear it down the ice.
What courage he has shown in this series. He's made me a fan, I can tell you that.
One tough customer, Tucker Poolman. 19 seconds remaining in this Flames power play. Here's Dubé, to Mangiapane, and now right point to Gustafson. Gustafson, far side to Backlund with a shot. Lucic looking for the redirect. The puck ends up deflecting up over the glass and out of play with 11 seconds left in this Jets penalty.
Good stick that time at the very end after another excellent block by Poolman. Changed his full face shield. He went from the cage to the glass. Full face mask. At least he's relatively used to wearing it. He wore it for a number of years in his collegiate career at the University of North Dakota, and the Flames have his brother Colton coming in the fold.
Jets shoot it over the glass and out of play, but I believe the puck was deflected, so no delay of game penalty. With 6 seconds left in this Flames power play and 16:40 to play in the third period at Rogers Place in Edmonton. It is the Flames 2 and the Jets nothing in Game 4. Calgary leads Winnipeg 2-1 in this best-of-5 Stanley Cup qualifier. Face off to Hellebuck's right. Monahan wins it. To Gaudreau, taps it left point to Giordano. Giordano shoots. That shot gets knocked down. Battle for it far side of the net, and it comes free for Gaudreau. Gaudreau drops it. Giordano shoots it. That shot tipped by Monahan and stopped by Hellebuck. And Monahan's got it again. They'll bounce it back to the blue line. Giordano backs off, which allows Wheeler to pick up the puck and skate it across the Flames line, and he leaves it left wing side for Connor, who gives it back to the Jets captain, and he plays it far quarter to Ehlers, who's been the most dangerous guy wearing blue tonight. Puck bounces up the near boards. Kulikov slides it down low, comes free for Wheeler. Wheeler has his pocket picked by Monahan, and now Giordano will lift it off the glass and down the ice, and this will be an icing call on the Flames.
Following the game, stay tuned for the Shane Holmes Save of the Game. For every save made by a Flames goalie, Shane Holmes will make a donation to Kidsport Calgary. Visit ShaneHolmes.com for the details. The Flames with some pretty decent looks and shots on that power play. A couple, in fact, but unable to add to this 2-0 third period advantage.
You don't score on the power play, you at least want to get some shots and some chances to generate some momentum, and I think the Flames did that. Back at the left point, held in for a moment by Pionk, but Lindholm will lock it out of the air, and ahead to Gaudreau, takes a high hit from Kulikov, and we've got a penalty call coming up. Looked like a bit of an elbow there, Kulikov to the head of Gaudreau. But they're going to call it interference, so, says Pat Steinberg.
So, and Patty's right on the money. Veteran referee Brad Meyer makes the call.
Ooh.
And Kulikov, well, he didn't have to wait long to go back to where he came from. He just came out of the penalty box, and he's making his way right back in. Derek, another opportunity here to potentially deliver a knockout punch in this series.
Dimitri's lost his Kulikov here in the third period.
I like it. I like it. I don't mind it at all.
Pat doesn't like it.
I could tell by your body language when you looked at me that you were sitting on something.
Yeah. Flames will start this power play, the third of the game, with their second unit. Backlund, Lucic, Mangiapane, and Dubé, the four forwards. Giordano, the one defenseman. Flames win the faceoff. Actually, it's Brody out there instead of Giordano. Giordano just came off. Here's Dubé in the near circle with a shot. Fought off by Hellebuck. Bouncing puck in front. And a whistle. And they're going to, I think, call the Flames for making a hand pass in the offensive zone and bring the faceoff outside of the Jets' end with a minute 51 remaining in this penalty.
Dylan Dubé, who has his first ever Stanley Cup playoff goal with a glorious chance. It rolled up the right shoulder. May have hit Beaulieu on the way to Hellebuck as well. After two periods, Dylan led the team in shots on goal with six.
That line has been outstanding for the Flames tonight, with Sam Bennett between Milan Lucic and Dylan Dubé. They've done it all. Jets able to clear it out to center ice. Here's Lowry. Arguably the best player the Jets have had in this series. He'll drop it, and now they dump it down the ice with Giordano going back to get it. Captain marches up the middle and slides it up the left wing side to Backlund. He chips it off the boards to Lucic. He tries to drop the Backlund. It bounces back to Lucic in the far corner, and he'll give it to Mangiapane. He gets squeezed off the puck, but gets it back. Mangiapane rims it around to the near side to Lindholm. Power play units a little bit all over the place right now, as Eakin steals the puck, and he'll speed it up the left wing side. Eakin with a shot, a good stick by Lindholm to deflect it over top of the net.
What hustle by Lindholm, who made an errant pass at the Jets line, but that's what Elias does. He just never gives up on anything.
Jets will dump it down the ice again, skipping one in on Talbot, who steers the puck into the near corner with 40 seconds left in this Flames power play. And 14-18 to play in the third period at Rogers Place in Edmonton, where it's Calgary 2 and the Winnipeg Jets nothing in game 4. Here's Monahan trying to feed it in front to Tkachuk, but the pass is off a body, and the puck bounces back to the Flames blue line. 45. Seeing different guys used on the Flames power play here. Different mixes of guys anyway. As Brody's going to lug it across the Jets' blue line. He gets between DeMello and Beaulieu, but has it chopped off his stick. And now the Jets will dump it down the ice again.
Not a whole lot going on this one for the first time in the last two games. Here the Flames, you hope the Jets don't derive some momentum from the kill.
Here comes Connor across the line, but he pops the puck up. Gustafson will pick it up and clear it out. Now Kulikov, who spent 4 minutes in the penalty box in this third period, will dump it behind the Flames net. Bennett will chip it off the boards and out to center. And now Ryan picks it up, stumbles, but still pokes the puck deep into Jets territory. Hellebuck will stop it and drop it. Morrissey saucers it ahead to Wheeler. He works it up the right wing side to Ehlers, who strides in. Ehlers cuts to the middle and shoots. Great glove save by Talbot.
So calm.
Oh.
Nick Ehlers is feeling it, though. What a cross lateral cut into open ice coming off the boards to test Cam Talbot. And I think Rasmus Anderson has taken a penalty, and the Flames will be shorthanded for the first time in the game when we return.
13-11 to play in the third period at Rogers Place in Edmonton is game four between Calgary and Winnipeg. Flames lead the series 2-1 and lead the Jets 2-0 tonight. Back with more of the third period in just a moment. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
With all your sports currently on ice, Upper Deck wants to get you back in the game. Bring your favorite teams and players right to your desktop with Upper Deck EPAC. Rekindle your love of collecting and trading with game-used jersey and autograph cards, Young Gun rookies, and exclusive EPAC achievements. Head to upperdeckepac.com and buy, open, collect, and trade your favorite cards from home. You can purchase and open actual packs online and get your cards shipped to you at any time. And you'll love this. Get a free pack every day just for logging on. Collect the best. UpperDeckEPAC.com.
Hi, I'm Mary O'Sullivan Anderson, President and CEO of Your Better Business Bureau, where consumers come to find trusted businesses like...
Imagine Plumbing and Appliances, your expert in water softening and filtration. Calgary's water is amazing, but it's hard. Water softening extends the life of your appliances and is gentle on your skin. And with Imagine Plumbing and Appliances 7+7 warranty, you'll be covered for 7 years on equipment and 7 years on labor. Visit imagineplumbing.ca.
Join the BBB Trust Revolution today at BBB.org.
Home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. All sports radio. Flames hockey continues.
If a fifth and deciding game of this qualifier between the Flames and Jets is necessary, it would be played on Saturday. We still don't know the starting time. And if you're the Flames, you hope it's something you don't have to worry about. They lead it 2-0 here in the third, but the Jets about to enjoy their first power play.
Get to their power play stats and the Flames penalty kill numbers in just a moment. Jets with the offensive zone draw and gets set up. Here's Connor with a shot stop, and the puck bounces back to him far boards. He drops it. Pionk, the slap pass back to Connor. He throws it towards the net off the stick of Ehlers and wide. And now Ehlers has it again. Back to the blue line to Pionk. Pionk far half boards to Connor, out in front looking for Ehlers, but Backlund breaks up the pass, picks up the bouncing puck, and swats it down the ice.
Great stick by Derek Forbort to force that puck loose and a Backlund clear.
Connor will slip it up the left wing side to Ehlers. He's been dangerous in game four. He'll leave it behind for Pionk. It goes far circle over to Connor. Connor back to the blue line to Pionk. Nice near side. Wheeler with a one-time shot that misses by 5 feet. And now Pionk, top of the near circle to the Jets captain. Wheeler to Connor with a shot, and he slaps it wide of Talbot's net, and the puck will ricochet out and down the ice. On the power play in this series, the Jets just 2 for 15, 13.3% with a shorthanded goal against. Here's a shot by Wheeler right into the gut of the goaltender, and Cam Talbot, who's been the Flames' most important penalty killer in this series, makes the save. They are 13 for 15, 86.7%. on the penalty kill in the first three games of this series, Lou.
Yeah, it's been one of the reasons that they find themselves in the driver's seat in the series. Blake Wheeler still looking for his first goal of this series. Good opportunity from the faceoff circle on the left-hand side of the ice, but he drove it well wide of the target.
45 seconds left in this Jets power play. Here's a shot blocked in front, and the Jets, Pionk's able to hold the puck in left point. Locks it in beyond the Flames net. Into the far corner. Connor drops it off to Ehlers, who spins away from Jankowski. Jankowski and Lindholm, the forwards. Forbort and Giordano, the defenseman, for this part of the penalty kill. Here's Wheeler in the near corner. Wheeler stops, has it chopped off a stick by fellow captain Giordano, and now it's bounced towards the net by Pionk, but off a stick and wide to the far corner. Connor will pick it up and drop it. Pionk to Wheeler with a one-timer, kicked away by Talbot. Now a dozen seconds left in this Flames penalty. Pionk with a shot, and it pinballs wide of the Flames net. And now Jankowski with that long stick of his is able to reach out and pick up a loose puck and shovel it down the ice, and that will do it for the Jets' first power play of game four. They can't score on it, and the Flames hang on to their 2-0 lead with 11:05 left in the third period.
Not an easy save on that redirected point shot right at the end of the power play.
Brody taken down by Eakin as he goes back to get the puck. Back on his feet. The puck's back on his stick. They'll clear it up the far boards, but not out. Perreault and Hanifin are going to fight forward in the far quarter. Perreault upends Hanifin, and now Backlund and Eakin are in there digging forward. Backlund knocks it loose, but not out. Roslovic throws it in behind the Flames net. Perreault wrapped up by Brody, can't accept the pass, and Mangiapane will pick the puck up and slide it down the ice, but that'll be an icing call on the Flames with 10:35 remaining in regulation time at Rogers Place in Edmonton. And on first period goals by Dylan Dubé and Sam Bennett, it's still the Flames 2 and the Jets nothing in game 4 tonight.
That last opportunity just wide, a point shot by Neil Pionk, who had 45 points during the regular season, 25 of them on the power play. Good shot for a tip. Hit a couple bodies, in fact, and just wide of the Flames net.
Kachuk will lift the puck up in the air and to the Jets blue line. It's loose at the line. Kachuk trying to step up to pick it up, but Harkins beats him to it. He leaves it behind for DeMello. He bounces it off Eakin's stick and deep into the Flames zone, and Bennett will go back to get it. Sets up and behind his net. Steps into the far corner. Bounces it off the boards it out. Lucic using that big body of his to protect the puck. Loses it, but Anderson finds it and flings it in behind the Jets' net.
Good to see Dylan Dubé out on this shift. He was shaken up on a blue line hit on his last shift.
Dubé will pick the puck up along the near boards and play it into the corner, and another big hit by Bennett, this time on Pionk. Here comes Harkins to the Flames' blue line, trying to go outside it on Anderson, but he loses the puck at his feet. Lowry in there looking for it. 17 in white, has 17 in blue, wrapped up along the end boards, though, as the puck comes free for Forsberg in the far corner, and we'll lift it softly off the glass, not quite open. It ends up deflecting, I thought, into the Flames bench, but it stays on the ice surface. And here come the Jets back in with it. Roslovic will float one into the far corner to Kopp. Kopp bumped off the puck by Monahan. Bigger and stronger and using that size and strength to his advantage to win that battle. The Jets hold the puck in. Kuhlman left point to Beaulieu with a blast, and it skips wide of the Flames net. And now a long shot from the point, kicked into the far corner by Talbot. The Jets are pressing, trying to get back to within a goal in game 4 as they face elimination in Edmonton tonight. Here's Roslovic, who walks into the near corner. Stick handles up the boards, stops top of the near circle, centers it in front. Kopp in front, and Roslovic with a wide open net misses, but he gets tripped up on the play, and the Jets are going to go back to the power play when we return. 8:53 remaining in regulation time in game 4 of the Stanley Cup qualifier. Calgary leads Winnipeg 2-1 in the best of 5 series. And in game 4, it is the Flames 2 and the Jets nothing. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
The Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League play right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. The voice of the Flames is Derek Wills.
Throw to the backhand, scores!
Listen for Derek on the 9 with Will Nault weekday mornings. Find out the inside stuff from the night before and what's trending with the Flames and the NHL. Hear from the guy who actually calls every game all season. Will's in the Morning, brought to you by SML Entertainment. Making family time more exciting with pool tables, pinball, ping pong, beachcomber, and Caldera hot tubs, and more. Visit smlentertainment.com. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
We asked real Ford owners across Canada what they thought of their new 2020 F-150.
It's great for work. It's great for play.
It's just beautiful on the road. Plenty of power.
Thanks, Ford, for making a vehicle that I absolutely love.
You said it. Now get it with Ford employee pricing. You pay what we pay. Get over $16,000 in total price adjustments with optional features selected on a new 2020 F-150 Limited. Visit your local Ford store or Ford.ca. Real Ford owners have been compensated for their time.
Home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. All sports radio. Flames hockey continues.
On the scoreboard at Rogers Place in Edmonton, it's the Flames 2 and the Jets nothing. Calgary up by 2 goals, but Winnipeg's about to be up by 1 man for the second time in this third period. Before we get to that, here's a look at the Envision Custom Renovations out-of-town scoreboard with Pat Steinberg.
I'll tell you about the Game 3s that were played today and some other qualifiers. Vancouver takes Game 3 over Minnesota, 3-0, so they now lead 2-1 heading into Game 4 tomorrow. And Columbus comes from behind to beat Toronto 4-3 in overtime. They have a 2-1 series lead. Game 4 also tomorrow. Funny enough, both those games on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
6 games on the schedule tomorrow. All of them potential elimination games. First time in National Hockey League history that has happened. Flames win the defensive zone draw and shoot the puck down the ice. Time's running out on the Jets. 8:40 to play in the third period. They're down 2 goals. They're down a game of the best of 5 series. It's do or die. And it kind of feels like this power play might be do or die for them as well. Flames deny a Jets entry. Force Pionk to turn back into his own territory to pick up the puck. What did you think of that penalty call, Lou?
Borderline.
Jets go offside at the Flames' blue line. I thought borderline at best, but Flames can only kill it off now. Minute 29 remaining in the T.J. Brody minor.
Thought T.J. did a pretty good job. He saved the goal. That's first and foremost. Stick did go into the foot of Roslovic. Didn't feel like there was going to be a call until he went down, but you understand why it was called.
Face off outside the Flames' blue line. Jets with it. Cotter steps in and centers Kopp to Cotter. And Talbot, diving like Superman, makes the save.
Cam Talbot, in what he just forced the Jets to do, tells me that they almost feel like they have to be perfect. 2-on-1 down low, which almost turned into a 2-on-0 by the end of it. But Andrew Kopp, who has 2 goals in this series, had a great chance to shoot it. He went cross crease, and you know what Cam Talbot did? He read it like a book.
Battle for the puck in the corner, 2 Talbots left. Connor will chop it back to the right point to Pionk, and he lifts it up in the air and into the near corner, and Wheeler will retrieve the puck there. Minute 8 remaining in this Jets power play, 8 minutes to go in the third period, with the Flames leading by 2, and they'll clear it down the ice. Pionk, who led the team with 25 power play points during the regular season, slides it ahead to Connor, and moves it right wing side to Wheeler, and he'll chip it in behind Talbot's net, and the Jets send in 3-4 checkers after it. Ehlers will pick up the puck near half boards. He walks in. Ehlers spins back into the corner and drops it left point to Wheeler. Wheeler will walk into the near faceoff circle, stop in the corner, and play it back to Pionk, who shoots through traffic, and Talbot sees that shot, grabs the puck with his glove, and holds on.
And gets a tap from defenseman Noah Hanifin out with his partner on the penalty kill. Still 36 seconds left in it. And so far, so good for Cam Talbot, who's had all the answers. That was not a difficult save, thanks to the group in front that opened up the vision of the shooting lane and the shot courtesy of the former Ranger, Neil Pionk.
Flames will clear it back to the Jets' blue line with half a minute remaining in this crucial power play for Winnipeg. Pionk will weave his way across the Calgary blue line. He gets squeezed off the puck by the combination of Lindholm and Anderson. The Jets will hold it in. Here's Wheeler left point. Across, and now a big shot, which is way high and way wide and out of play off the stick of Ehlers.
Ehlers with 25 goals during the course of the regular season, 2 in this series. And I would say, Derek, again tonight, as dangerous a player as they've had in this game, too.
Faceoff coming up, 2 Talbots left. Backlund lines up versus Eakin. Bit of a scramble drop. Puck will pop out of the pile of the forward. He lifts it high off the glass over the head of DeMello and down the ice. Hellebuck will play it off the near side. To Morrissey, moves it ahead to Eakin. And he'll play it just into the flame zone, but forward knocks the puck down, spins, and shoots it back down the ice, and that'll do it for the Jets' power play. So the Flames' penalty kill, which has been so impressive so far in the series, gets the job done again, and they hold on to their 2-0 lead with now 6:35 left in the third period. Here's Backlund into Jets territory. Taps the puck into the near corner to Tkachuk, who plays it down low to Backlund. He walks into the far corner, tries to bank it off the boards back to the point, but his pass is intercepted by Roslovic. He'll weave his way in up the right wing side. He gets hit by Hanifin as he dumps the puck in. Anderson trying to pitchfork it out of the flame zone. Perreault will grab it in the near corner. Move it rink wide, but there's nobody there for the Jets as Tkachuk grabs it, chips it off the boards, and into Jets territory. Here's Kulikov up the middle of the ice. He misses Shore with that pass. It turns into an icing call on the Jets, and that's got to be a real gut punch for the Jets. They get a couple of third-period power plays. Didn't get a power play in either of the first two periods, and they can't capitalize, and they still trail by 2 with time running out in this game and maybe in their season.
They do, as Paul Maurice and Jamie Compone, assistant coach, chatting at the bench, trying to come up with an answer. See if the Flames can continue to stay aggressive and not get tentative in their approach in closing this out down the stretch.
Perreault will pick it up deep in the Jet zone. Weave his way out to center. Slide it up the left wing side to Lowry. Bumped by Gustafson. He hangs onto the puck and leaves it left point for Kulikov. Kulikov, right point to Pionk with a shot. He sails it over top of Talbot's net. Gustafson trying to clear it, can't. Lowry whacks it away from him. Now Gustafson gets it back from his partner Forbort and again can't get it out of the Flames zone as Kulikov keeps it in and centers, but it's right into the feet of his intended target, Lowry, and Bennett will slide it up the right wing side to Lucic, and he'll lug it into Jets territory. He gets squeezed off the puck by Harkins. And now a big collision in behind the net as Kulikov runs over Dubé, and Dubé, who's got what would be the game-winning goal if time were to run out right now, has been a target for the Jets in this third period. Flames will get it in deep, shot right in on Hellebuck, and the Jets goaltender will hold on, and we will take a timeout with 5 minutes and 7 seconds left of the third period at Rogers Place in Edmonton. The Flames inching closer to punching their ticket to the Stanley Cup playoffs. They lead the Jets 2-0 in Game 4. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Seeing red and saving money. It's South Point Toyota's Red Tower Super Sale. Head for the Red Tower during Red Tag Days and get 0% financing and lease rates on every Toyota in stock.
Did we mention no payments for 120 days OAC?
Zero down and factory rebates and cash back up to $8,000? But we're not done yet. During the Red Tower Super Sale at South Point, you can lease a 2020 fully loaded all-wheel drive RAV4 for only $188 bi-weekly. Plus, no payments for 120 days OAC. Or a 2020 Highlander all-wheel drive V6, only $276 bi-weekly with zero down.
He'll hurt your trade-in.
South Point will take care of the claim and pay your deductible. Plus, give you up to 120% of Black Book value. It's the Red Tower Super Sale during Red Tag Days this Friday and Saturday, only at South Point Toyota, the Toyota Plus store that gives you more.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary Flames hockey continues on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. Always on your smart speaker. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary.
5:07 to play in the third period. It is the Flames 2 and the Jets nothing. If necessary, game 5 of this series goes on Saturday night. Or I should say Saturday. We don't know the start time yet. Flames are hoping it won't be necessary. So far, so good. They lead the Jets 2-0 tonight. Shots on goal, 32 for Calgary, 28 for Winnipeg. And the faceoff coming up to Hellebuck's left. Wheeler wins that draw versus Monahan. Bianc will leave it in behind the net for Morrissey, who tries a stretch pass, but it turns into an icing call instead.
Well, the Flames will take every single offensive zone faceoff they can get from here on in. If you're Calgary, feels like the longest 5 minutes you've ever played. If you're Winnipeg, that clock seems like it's running at about 1,000 miles an hour.
Faceoff to Hellebuck's left. Monahan loses another faceoff to Wheeler. And Morrissey will set up in behind Hellebuck's net and start the breakout. Morrissey moves it up the middle. Off the blade of Ehlers, sticking deep into the Flames zone. Talbot out to get it. But such a good job playing the puck in this series. Clears it up the boards, not out. And now Brody will catch up to it in the near corner. Gaudreau got shaken up on that ship. Had to race to the bench. Gets it in on the forecheck. Connor hit, knocked off the puck by Kachuk, but not before he gives it to Wheeler. Wheeler will play at right point, but it ends up getting past Pionk. He's going to have to chase it into his own territory with 4:20 remaining. Pionk will set up and behind Hellebuck's net. You look at the Jets' faces and at their body language, Lou, and you can tell that this team, which has had to deal with so many injuries all season long, is really fighting to push forward late in Game 4. Looks like they're, if not out of gas, then running on fumes right now.
Still a lot of fight. Nikolai Ehlers punishing Johnny Gaudreau, and Gaudreau looks like there's some difficulty. Matter of fact, he made his way down the tunnel. Looked like he was dealing with a potential right arm or right wrist issue after the hit. I think he probably jammed it against the boards, and the Jets net with 4:01 to go is empty.
Well, the Flames with a chance to hammer the final nail into the Jets' coffin here. They can put the puck into the empty net. Got a couple of empty netters so far in this series. Gets with the offensive zone draw. Pionk, far side. Connor with a sharp angle shot. Swatted aside by Talbot. Puck held in left point by Wheeler. He gives it to Ehlers. And he'll give it back to the Jets' captain left point. Wheeler back to Ehlers. Trying to feed it in front for Roslovic. But a good stick by Anderson knocks that puck in behind the net. And now Tkachuk will settle it down. Do some dancing. Dodge a check from Pionk, who had him lined up. And float the puck down the ice. Otter Hellebuck has gone to the Jets bench. They've got an extra attacker on the ice, trailing the Flames by two with now 3:25 left in the third period. Here comes Anderson. Anderson off a stick and just wide of the empty Jets net. Missed by maybe a foot with that long distance shot. Here comes Ehlers quickly out to center now. Gets to the Flames blue line and dumps it in and catches up to it in the near corner but stumbles. Ehlers seemed to hurt himself going in there on the forecheck, Lou. And Pionk has to go back to the Jets blue line to pick up the puck. And it's loose, and Monahan will shoot, and he scores! Sean Monahan puts the puck in the empty Jets' net and hammers what should be the final nail into Winnipeg's coffin. The Calgary Flames have taken a 3-0 lead with 3:01 left in game number four.
Well, Derek Ryan, Tobias Reeder, Sean Monahan on the ice. Chip the puck out to center. Tobias Reeder wins a race. He clears it at the empty net. It goes off the Jets defenseman right to Sean Monahan, who has his second point of the game. And the Flames less than three away from playing more hockey in August.
Walk into the Flames zone. Picked up by Lucic, who bounces it across the ice to Anderson. He skates it across the red line. The net's empty. He shoots and he scores! Another empty net goal for the Flames as Rasmus Anderson puts the puck in the Jets' net. And that should seal the deal for the Flames in Game 4. And in this best-of-five Stanley Cup qualifier, they lead the Jets 4-0.
Excellent outlet for Milan Lucic, who now has points in every game in the series. And if you don't think that big game experience matters, Milan Lucic brought his best to this game tonight, and it started with a fight 2 seconds in, and he and his line mates were massive difference makers in what's going to be a clinching triumph for the Flames, their first since 2015.
Jankowski trying to chip the puck out of the zone, can't. Harkins holds it in, but now Jankowski gets it back, and this time does knock the puck out to the neutral zone. 2:10 to play in the third period. Flames out shooting the Jets 34-29, and it's Calgary 4 and Winnipeg nothing in game 4 of this best of 5 Stanley Cup qualifier. Here's Bennett, who's been so good for the Flames in this series. Dishes it off to Dubé, who might get credit for the game-winning goal. He gets it in deep. Lucic, who's been in beast mode for the Flames tonight, trying to feed it in front. Instead finds Dubé in the far corner. Dubé goes down low to Lucic. Lucic, stick handles in front. Tries a pass for Dubé. It ends up bouncing away from him, and Bennett will chase it into the near corner. He leaves it there for Dubé, who gives the puck away to Perreault, and he'll send it out to center ahead to Harkins. Now a minute and a half left. Harkins gets it in deep. Brody and Eakin battling forward in the near quarter. Puck will squirt out of that pile into the far quarter. Harkins finishing a body check on Giordano as the Flames will clear the puck out to center. Flames captain goes to the bench, probably thinking, okay, I think I'll take the rest of the night off. I don't need to get hurt late in a 4-0 hockey game.
The captain's about to win his first ever playoff series.
Isn't that something? Jankowski will clear the puck into the neutral zone with now 1 minute remaining in game 4. The Jets will slap it into the Flames zone. Jankowski can't clear it. Long shot steered to the near corner by Talbot. Now Beaulieu's shot booted away by the Flames goaltender. Here's Shaw. Back to the blue line. Beaulieu with a blast off the blade of Bourque's stick. You can tell the Jets would love to get a goal. A moral victory in game 4. Here's Shore down. Right point. That blast off a broken stick goes Well wide of the Flames net. Now Brody will chop it out to center with 30 seconds left in the third period in this game and in this series. Bolliu will take over in front of Hellebuck's net and slide it up the near side to Harkins, and he'll chip it in behind the Flames net. Gustafson back to get it. He's a near corner for Bennett, who slides it ahead to Lucic. Fitting that this line would finish the game for the Flames because they have been great tonight. The threesome of Bennett, Lucic, and Dubé. We're into the final 5 seconds. Time will run out, and that will do it. Cam Talbot shuts the Jets out, and the Flames knock the Jets out. Calgary punches their ticket to the Stanley Cup playoffs. They defeat Winnipeg by a final score of 4-0 in Game 4, and they win this best-of-5 Stanley Cup qualifier 3-1.